year was 1964. Lyndon Johnson was president. The Beatles were storming America.
Calorie counters were taking their first sips of Diet Pepsi.
And in a community in Coleman County called West Point, they were putting together their first high school football team. It's been 50 years since the sweat and blood from those gentlemen were poured out on this field. And tonight is their night to come home. Tonight is the community's night to say thank you for starting a tradition. Tonight is the night that they unveil a brand new scoreboard here at West Point. And tonight, this is Friday Night Live. Good evening and welcome to West Point. And Friday Night Live, Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Cyber Broadband, by Good Hope Pharmacy, by Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Specialty Pharmacy, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Highway 157 Hardware, Joe Caretti Auto Service, Fuller Optical, and Alpha Insurance Agent, Cynthia Phillips. Hello again, everybody. I'm Tommy Warhurst, alongside Jason Caretti. Glad you're with us on a great night for high school football. What an electric atmosphere, and what an exciting night, Jason, here at West Point, as we celebrate 50 years of football tonight.
That's a great thing. 50 years of football, that's a little different from the opponents on the other side of the field. They've got 2 years of football under their belt, so a relatively new football team. St. John Paul's the second. We had a name change when they made Pope John Paul a saint, so we'll have to get used to that tonight. Look at letting the sun go down on the other side of the stadium. Beautiful evening, clear skies. Well, there's a few clouds out there, but maybe they don't hold any rain. And just getting ready for some football. Glad to be back from last week. We traveled over to Aniana with Good Hope and Aniana playing last week. And ready to get started here with this undefeated West Point team, coached by Don Farley in his second season. Last year they were 4-6. They're looking to bounce back and improve, and they're doing a good job right now. And they've got all the wins in the win column, and all the losses are out of the loss column. So if that makes any sense.
And it's been since 1974 that the West Point Warriors fielded an undefeated football team, and so far this year they're off to a great start in trying to repeat that here in 2014. This is a 5A Region 8 contest. The Warriors are undefeated on the season, undefeated in the region, and St. John Paul Catholic is 0-3 on the season and 0-2 in 5A Region 8. The Warriors had a big win last week, 31-6 over Ardmore, while St. John Paul lost to Lawrence County by a score of 28-14. And Jason, what's impressive for West Point, they've had big wins over Columbia, big wins over Hayden. Offensively, they're averaging 35 points per game, but defensively, the Warriors are only giving up 7 points per game.
Yeah, that's very impressive, and a lot of that's due to you've got a young player out there on the West Point side that is named Kobe Smith. He's actually recognized this week by the Alabama Sports Writers Association for his last week's effort against Ardmore, where West Point went to Ardmore and defeated them 31-6. He had a kickoff return for a touchdown and a 58-yard bomb from Bryant Farley, the quarterback, for another touchdown. So kudos to him. He got recognized and well-deserved.
And also, in addition to those receptions and so forth from the quarterback, Bryant Farley, Kobe Smith has accounted for a touchdown on special teams each of the last 3 weeks of the season. West Point has managed to have a special teams touchdown in each ball game the last 3 weeks, and that is something that Coach Farley is impressed with and proud of and wants to try to continue tonight against St. John Paul.
Yeah, it's a great way to go up, you know, to Ardmore. Ardmore was a good football team, and basically really was not supposed to be such a lopsided affair. West Point was 7-6 at half, I believe, and then they came back with 24 unanswered points in the second half. So let's see what they do tonight. You know, they're a good condition team. They're going to be in it in the fourth quarter, and you know, they've got a great stable of running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks. They return 8 starters on offense this season, 9 on defense. The 8 starters is a trio of wide receivers out there: Will Wren, Blake Yearwood, and Clay Kent, as well as Ryder Jones at tight end. What'd you say, 6'5", 262 pounds?
Ryder Jones, the tight end, 6'5", 264, and a senior. He's a beast.
That's a load right there. And you got quarterback Bryant Farley, as well as returning and, as we mentioned, running back Kobe Smith. So they've got a lot of weapons out there on offense and defense. We'll see how they handle it tonight. And I spoke to A.J. Lamar before the game, and you know, he stepped down last year as head coach, but came back this year
and really found his place on the sidelines. He's coaching the running back, so you can attribute a lot of Kobe Smith's accolades on the field to the tutelage he's getting from one A.J. Lamar. You know what? I'm familiar with him and being a player at Coleman. We were on the same team together. I'm sure you're well familiar with him calling his games back in the day at UNA.
That's true. What a good asset to have on the sidelines. And in talking about West Point, we'll talk a little bit about St. John Paul. They are they're struggling again this season, as you mentioned, Jason, only in their third season of playing football. They do not have a middle school program, so they're only getting these athletes when they get to the high school level. They have some injuries tonight. They've got some guys banged up, so they're going to be about three guys short tonight. But on the season, when you talk about really trying to turn things around, they're having just the opposite of effect of what West Point's doing on offense and defense. The Falcons only averaging 12 points per game while giving up 30 points per game, so that could spell good news for the West Point Warriors tonight, because West Point, again, as we mentioned, averaging 35 points per game, only giving up 7.
Yeah, the Falcons really would prefer to forget the past two seasons and concentrate on getting better this year. Coach Rick Daniel, he's entering his third season at the helm for the St. John Paul II. That's going to be hard to say all night. I don't come up with a keyword. I'm just going to call them the Popes or, you know, something out there. You know, their 2014 enrollment, Tommy, they have 450 students enrolled. Last year, they were a 4A Region 7 team. Now they've got bumped up this year because their enrollment shot up so high. They're a 5A Region 8. So we'll see how it works out. Maybe they'll get it turned around. The impressive-looking athletes over there, and when they came out, they got a lot of big guys over there, too. A couple guys on the team, they got to play both ways, so they got a smaller roster than West Point, obviously. Matthew Sauer, he's a defensive back. He'll be playing offense and defense. And then Mason Woods, he's an offensive lineman and defensive lineman. He played both ways. So a lot of guys out there tonight that's going to get their name called, and we look forward to doing it here just shortly.
This is, as we mentioned, a 5A Region 8 contest, and looking at the 5A Region 8 standings, West Point sets atop the region at 2-0, followed by East Limestone, who's 2-0. The Russellville Tigers 2-0, Lawrence County is 2-0, and in the bottom half of the region between Johnson, Ardmore, Columbia, and St. John Paul, they are all winless in the region. We're about 13 minutes away from kickoff. When we come back, we'll talk with West Point Warriors head coach Don Farley. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy, opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, porch barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
We're joined now by Coach Don Farley, head coach of the West Point Warriors. And Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time to join us.
Well, thank you for having me.
If at the end of spring practice, someone had told you, Coach, you're going to be 4-0 counting your Jamboree game going into your game against Pope John Paul, what would you have said back in the spring?
Well, you know, we felt good about the guys that we have returning as far as the, you know, our juniors and seniors that's had to play games and experience. You know, of course, we're tickled to be, you know, 3-0 and would like somebody to make that prediction, you know, but we've kind of been focusing with our players, you know, one play, one game at a time. So, you know, it would be good to hear and everything. And we knew we felt good about our guys, you know, the way the early part of the schedule shaped up. But, you know, we still have to do it on the field each and every week.
You've got a couple of region wins under your belt now, including a win last week over Ardmore and a win over Columbia. And that kind of puts you at the top of 5A Region 8 up there with East Limestone and Russellville and Lawrence County setting at 2-0 in the region. Talk a little bit about those two ball games, the big win over Columbia and then the big win this past week over Ardmore.
Well, you know, going into Columbia, we got to play that game at Alabama A&M Stadium. And, you know, that was a very, very good atmosphere, you know, a big college stadium there that the kids had never got to play in, so that was a fun environment. And you know, we come out and played a real good second half there. We played a good solid team in Columbia. They had a real good running back, and you know, was able to get that first region win, which is, you know, definitely how you want to start your season. We go up to Ardmore last week. We play a real big physical throwback football team, and when I say that, I mean that they, you know, those 3 yards in a cloud of dust, they're a very physical football team. And you know, our guys knew that it was going to be a challenge and that, you know, it was going to be a physical type of football game. And you know, we started out a little slow in the first half and then got things going toward the end there and then played a real good second half. But you know, that a lot of that's due to the credit that Ardmore's game plan that they had.
In looking at the game so far, offensively, you guys are putting up some impressive numbers points-wise. But on the other side of the ball, your defense is really helping the offense by limiting the opponents. I think all season long, you've only given up 27 points all season. That's impressive for the defense.
Yeah, you know, our kids, their mentality is, you know, they're kind of a defense-first mentality. They, you know, they want to go in every game with the mentality of getting a shutout. You know, they just know that if the other team doesn't score, then their chances of winning are pretty slim. So, that, you know, they go into that with that mentality. You know, really, it's been all three phases of the game has really come into play for us. Our offense has moved the chains and got first downs. Defense has got stops, put them in field position. Each regular season game, we've had a special team score. We've started it with a punt return against Hayden, and then we've had two kickoffs each of the last games to, you know, to have special teams involved too. So, you know, we're trying to involve, make sure all three phases of the game are working. And, you know, we've told them that, you know, there's going to be a night that the offense is going to struggle and defense is going to need to step it up. And then there's going to be a night that the defense struggles and offense is going to step it up, you know, and that's just how the game, you know, that's how it's played. And, you know, we're going to need all three phases to step up at some time.
Talk about your leaders, both on offense and defense so far this year.
Well, defensively, we've been led by, you know, Levi Laney, Will Wren in the secondary. He's had, I think, 3 picks this season. Austin Young comes off the bench but gives us very good minutes defensively. Trent Campbell, defensive line, and Ryder Jones, them two do a great job on our defensive line. And, you know, they do a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. On the offensive side, we're led by Brian Farley and Kobe Smith. Among others, we have Delton Cook and Kyle Butler, two of our offensive linemen. And, you know, we talk with our offensive linemen about trying to make sure, you know, that they're leading the way, because, you know, we're only going to go as far as those guys can take us. And, you know, we really count on our offensive line to step up each week, and so far they have.
You guys have been on the road every week so far this year. This is a big homecoming in more ways than one this week. It's the big home opener for West Point, but also something very special taking place on campus this weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely great to be back home. Counting our spring Jamboree game against Fairview, we've actually played 5 straight games on the road. So, So it's definitely great to be home. We're honoring the 1964 team, which was the first team that West Point fielded, and so it should be an exciting night and good atmosphere.
What Coach Pope John Paul II, they're a pretty new program. They've been playing football for a couple of years, and they're struggling to get in the win column, so they're going to be hungry Friday night. What is it going to take for the West Point Warriors to continue the winning streak against Pope John Paul II?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to do things that we've done well, you know, play good, solid defense, get points off of special teams when we can, you know, control the line on both sides of the ball, especially on the offensive side, you know, give our running back some good running lanes and you know, take care of the ball. You know, if we can continue to do those things, you know, I think we can continue to win, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge. Like you said, they are a hungry team. We don't have a lot of history with them, so we're going to suit it up and see what happens Friday night.
Well, Coach, it's going to be an exciting night, the first home game of the season, big homecoming, welcoming back all the folks from 1964. We're excited to be a part of it. Best of luck Friday night.
Thank you.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-thru windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. Full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. 157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School for Live 95's Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. And now let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for the visiting St. John Paul II Catholic High School. At center, number 52, Matthew Shibley. At guard, number 68, Mason Woods. At guard, number 50, Michael Chandler. At a tackle, number 60, Patrick Jordan. At tackle, number 57, Cole Parker. At fullback, number 80, James Pruitt. At split end, number 45, Tristan Williams. At tight end, number 34, Sam Sogney. At flanker, number 1, Nathan Kress. The tailback, number 21, Holden Fielder. And the quarterback, number 19, Matthew Salter. The starting lineup now for the West Point Warriors. At split end, 6 foot, 165 pounds and a senior, number 4, Will Wren. At left tackle, 5'8", 260 pounds and a senior, number 72, Larry Williams. At guard, 6 foot, 247 and a junior, number 68, Jackson Jenkins. 5'9", 215 pounds in a junior, number 56, Dustin Gonzalez. Also on the offensive line, 5'11", 255 pounds in a senior, number 63, Delton Cook. And 6'2", 250 pounds in a senior, number 77, Kyle Butler. The tight end, 6'5", 264 in a senior, number 28, Ryder Jones. The flanker, 5'9", 155 in a senior, number 5, Blake Yearwood. In the backfield, 5'9", 180 pounds in a junior, number 3, Kobe Smith. And 5'10", 200 pounds in a sophomore, number 27, Cameron Moore. And the quarterback for the West Point Warriors, 5'10", 150 pounds in a senior, number 2, Bryant Farley.
Well, the captains were just at midfield, and at first we thought St. John Paul, boy, that's going to be good.
The Falcons.
They had four guys come out. Nathan Kress, number one, he's the senior. Dan Johnson, he's a senior at tailback. We had Tristan Williams, number 45, wide receiver. And number 55, Stephen Delaney. For the West Point Warriors, Blake Yearwood is representing number 5 quarterback. Number 28, Ryder Jones, he's not hard to miss, that is for sure. Young man, he's a big boy. Number 51, Deacon Henry, also out there to represent the West Point Warriors. And the Warriors take the field, come out of the smoke, out of the tunnel. The lights are on, the grass is cut, helmets strapped on. The Falcons are taking the field.
Time to play some football.
It is time for the football. They're having a little meeting out there right on the West Point Warriors logo as we get ready for football here at Warrior Stadium tonight.
We're glad you're with us. A big homecoming night. It's the 50th anniversary of football here at West Point High School. We're glad to be a part of it and glad you are here with us as well. The visiting Falcons in white jerseys with green numerals, green trousers, and green hats. The West Point Warriors dressed in home dark gray jerseys with a maroon trim on the shoulder, maroon numbers outlined in white, gray trousers, and their maroon-colored helmets with the WP on the side.
Falcons are a good-looking bunch. They kind of look a little bit like a road-traveling Philadelphia Eagles, just a little bit darker color. So let's wonder if Falcons are thinking they might pull off what the Falcons did last night on Thursday Night Football. Wow. They absolutely dismantled Tampa Bay last night. But I don't think that's going to be the case between these Falcons and these Warriors this evening.
Will Bridges will do the kicking chores for the Falcons. He'll be kicking off from left to right as you listen here in the opening quarter. West Point and St. John Paul getting underway here in West Point. It's an onside kick, and it goes out of bounds at the West Point Warrior 49-yard line. Kind of caught the Warriors a little bit off guard, but the kick was a little bit too hard and went out of bounds, so West Point's going to get excellent field position right near midfield.
Yeah, that's something that that the Falcons don't really need to do with this powerful offense West Point's got, because they'll try to stuff it down their throat real quick, get up on the scoreboard, and then try to cruise the rest of this ball game. We'll see what the Falcons have in store on defense, if they can stop this attack. You've got a couple of big guys out there, and they're not very well matched up on size-wise for the Falcons, so we'll see how it goes.
Bryant Farley, the quarterback, leads the Warriors to the line. He'll operate out of the shotgun as they'll work right to left. He'll have receivers split to either side, one tailback behind him. That's number 3, Kobe Smith. Smith takes the handoff, still breaking tackles across the 40, dragging Falcons with him to the 35, and all the way down to the 31-yard line is Kobe Smith.
Pick up a 26 yards there for Kobe Smith. As we mentioned before, he carried the load last week.
I had his stats here, and I completely misplaced them.
So on first down, the Warriors operate now from the Falcon 32. Smith again through the line of scrimmage, 25, 22, down to the 22-yard line before he's finally stopped by Thomas Weaver of the Falcons. Two good carries so far, good for about 35 yards on two carries now for Kobe Smith.
Yeah, West Point's just running just power offense. They're handing it off, and he's running right between the tackles, shaking, weaving, and bobbing out. He's a quick kid. He's very agile on his feet. He's moving around well, and these middle linebackers for the Falcons, they just can't seem to get a handle on him.
Farley from the shotgun hands off to Smith again, who was flanked to his right. Smith turns the left corner, breaks tackles at the 10, and gets all the way down inside the 5-yard line. Good enough for another West Point Warrior first down, and it's been all Kobe Smith so far here on the first drive for the Warriors.
And we've got an injured Warrior down on the field at the moment.
Well, that's something you don't see every day. Number 15 for the Falcons, and I'll look the gentleman's name up because it's worth mentioning, Keith Martin. When the player was hurt down there, he knelt down beside him, held his hand, and started to pray. That's something you don't see every day. That's some good sportsmanship out of the young man.
Good sportsmanship, and something you get when you play St. John Paul Catholic out of Huntsville.
That's correct.
Want to take a moment and say a special thanks to the folks who bring you Friday Night Live each and every week. That's my company, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Specialty Pharmacy, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware, all proud sponsors of Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. And if you like the high school football on Friday nights, you're really going to like Sports Talk Live, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 4 until 6. Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel talk local high school sports, football, volleyball, basketball, baseball, and then they also get into college sports, professional sports, or whatever you want to talk about each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. That's Sports Talk Live here every Tuesday and Thursday on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
And don't forget to listen to those guys. You might end up winning some money.
That's true.
Giving away the moolah out there, as they do every week.
Clock has stopped for the injured player. They're actually hauling out a medical cart, so we'll step aside, too. Clock has stopped. There's no score. 11:22 left in the opening quarter between West Point and St. John Paul. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
We're back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Still have an injured West Point Warrior down on the field. The medical staff is on the field. They actually have a medical cart out on the football field. The good news is he was moving around before the medical staff got there. One of the trainers got to him. They were actually moving what appeared to be his left leg. So we're not going to assume too much, but he does appear to be moving around, and it does look like a lower extremity, probably a knee injury, Jason.
Yeah, he was moving around quite well. And his arms, legs, and everything, but like you said, felt like a lower extremity injury. They're getting him on the cart now. But while we're having a little break here, we'll go over some of the other games that are happening around the area, the Coleman County teams that are actually playing in other contests this evening. You got Addison at Hatsville tonight. Ought to be a good game. Fauntville at Cold Springs. That's a region game, 2A, Region 6. There's a lot of region play starting out right now. Deep into the season here, a couple weeks. And you have Etowah at Fairview, 5A Region 7 game. Coleman travels up to Decatur to take on Austin and the Austin Black Bears, I do believe, 6A Region 8 game. There, Susan Moore, they are out Holly Pond this evening, 3A Region 5 game. I get a little update here from time to time from my brother-in-law, Bob Cuz. He's always out there at Holly Pond keeping me updated on scores, so see what they got to offer. We got Vinemont at Winfield. That's a 3A Region 5 contest. And last but not least, you got J.D. Pennington. They traveled to Good Hope tonight to take on the Raiders. That's a 4A Region 7 contest, and they're still working down there on the field, so kind of a solemn mood right now. I hate to see that for the young man. Anytime you have to get carted off the field, all the hard work and preparation that goes into getting in shape and all the practices and everything that goes along with it, and have to leave the field with an injury of this nature. But sure, he's got thumbs up, guys, so he's okay. They've got some sort of bandage around the bottom of his leg there, so everybody giving him a standing ovation. That's good to see. He's in good spirits, and got him loaded on the cart.
Number 63, Delton Cook, the injured offensive lineman for the West Point Warriors. He one being a senior leadership, but two Jason, 5'11", 255. He's awesome on that offensive line.
Yes, he is. And he's one of the starters this evening. Actually plays center for the Warriors. And they're gonna surely miss him tonight for the rest of the evening, but I'm sure there'll be somebody in the stable to back him up. He was opening up some big holes right there for Kobe Smith to run through in that first drive.
So when play resumes, it's going to be first down and goal for the West Point Warriors from the Falcon 5-yard line. They have Delton Cook on the cart, slowly hauling him off the football field. Best wishes, Mr. Cook, and our prayers to you and your family for a speedy recovery.
They need a bigger cart for that young man. He feels the bed of that thing up, don't he? Best wishes, speedy recovery, and hope everything's okay, and you're back out here on the field in a week or so. And back to full strength.
Like you said, Tommy, they'll be resuming play. It's first and goal from the 5-yard line. And let's see, they're still waiting to get everybody off the field here.
And they're going to slide Jackson Jenkins over to center, and he'll take over the centering duties for Mr. Cook. First and goal now. Handoff again goes Kobe Smith. Kobe Smith to the end zone for the West Point Warrior. Touchdown.
And Kobe Smith on a 5-yard run right up the center of the field. He followed the center. Right tackle right into the end zone. So it's 6-0 here. First quarter, 11-16 to go. And the Warriors on the board.
Kobe Smith just straight up the middle on a dive play 5 yards into the end zone. Puts the Warriors on the board 6-0. Now they'll line up for the two-point conversion. They're going to go for two. They snap it over to the running back who's lined up behind the offensive line, who is in the swinging gate formation. That's where your offensive line lines up on a near hash mark. The football is on the other hash mark, and the only person on the far hash mark will be your center and your holder and your kicker, and the rest of the offensive linemen are split to the other side. The center threw it back there to that lineman behind the line. And the conversion failed, no good. They call false start against the Warriors. That makes the two-point conversion no good. Clock is stopped, 11-16. Left in the opening quarter. Your score, West Point 6, St. John Paul nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy, opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Up!
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. The West Point Warriors just taking a 6-0 lead over St. John Paul Catholic out of Huntsville on the legs of Kobe Smith. Kobe Smith carried the ball every single time on that drive for the West Point Warriors, and they moved 51 yards into the end zone. So Kobe Smith has about 51 yards rushing on approximately 4 carries, I think, Jason, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, he definitely moved the ball well that time. You know what? There's a lot of times when you come out and watch a ball game, it's difficult when you start calling these games, but these numbers on these jerseys for the Falcons, I can't beat them. I'd like to tell you who that is back to return to kickoff.
A short kickoff from the Warriors goes out of bounds at the Falcon 35-yard line. So they'll take over in good field position. Neither team wanting to kick the ball deep as the Falcons kicked off short to West Point to start the game. And then West Point does the same thing, kicking off to the Falcons.
Yeah, Kobe Smith had that 96-yard touchdown return last week. So they definitely want to keep the ball away from him on these kickoffs. We'll see if they change their mind next time, because you don't want to give the West Point Warriors great field position like they did that last drive. They fired them right down the middle and scored a touchdown. See what the Falcons bring out here on offense, what kind of set they run. Like I mentioned before, this is only their second season, so there's not a lot of history. Couldn't really get a bunch of information on what kind of offense they ran, but it looks like they're running out of the shotgun now.
Two receivers, actually three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Reverse handoff, going to come back to the near side. That's Nathan Kress. Kress tries to turn a corner. He's wrapped up by the Warriors right about the 30-yard line. Good pursuit that time by Will Wren, coming up from his cornerback position and making a big stop for the Warriors.
Yeah, the Falcons tried a little razzle-dazzle that time with a reverse coming back around to the near side of the field, and they just kept stretching it out. Defense played very well. You know, they're trying to get around Ryder Jones, the number 28 down there, playing defensive end, and he wasn't having any of it. He clogged that end up and forced the running back to the outside, and the linebacker had to come in and clean it up.
Second down and about 18 to go for the Falcons now, operating from their own 28-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. A wing goes to the far side. Salter, the quarterback, in the shotgun with one back beside him. High snap. He brings it down, wants to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket, rolls to the far side. Now he's going to try to tuck it. The Warriors are pursuing him, and they're going to knock him down to the turf right about the 31-yard line. He'll pick up about 3 yards, but still leave third down and about 15 to go for the Falcons.
Yeah, picked up a couple yards, but he'll be feeling that hit tomorrow. Number 77, Kyle Butler, just laid the wood to him as he was held up there by another defender. And a big old number 77 came in across and cleaned that play up. They're going in the wrong direction here, the Falcons are, if they're planning on putting any points on the board. And West Point's not having any of this trick racing going on, that's for sure.
Third down and 16, now for the Falcons. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Salter from the shotgun, wants to throw, rolls to the near side. Pursuit coming from the Warriors. Salter's going to have to just throw this one away. It comes over the fence and into the cheerleaders on the track. None of them wanted to catch it either, so the Warriors hold on third down. Brings a fourth down and long for the Falcons now. An update from Winfield, where Vinemont and Winfield are playing. It's 7-6 Winfield.
Yeah, it's hard to go over to Winfield and win against those Pirates. Vinemont Eagles have got their hands in the cookie jar tonight, that's for sure.
Five minutes left in the first quarter at Winfield, but the Vinemont Eagles just recovered an onside kick, and they're on the 40-yard line going in, so we'll keep getting updates, hopefully, from Vinemont and Winfield. A big contest taking place tonight over in Winfield. Fourth down and long, the Falcons kick. It's kind of an end-over-end kick. It hits about the 40-yard line at West Point and rolls out of bounds down near the 40. So, again, the West Point Warriors will have pretty good field position. They'll have it first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. They lead St. John Paul Catholic 6-0. We've got 9:19 left in the opening quarter. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Glad you're with us.
I tell you what, Tommy, when they threw that ball over here against to the track and the cheerleaders didn't even want to catch it, I'll tell you why. Because number 28, Ryder Jones, was in pursuit. Let me tell you something. If he come run up here to the press box, I'm getting in my truck and leaving.
Ryder Jones, he's the tight end and a defensive end for the Warriors. 6'5", 264 pounds, and he looks like an athlete. First and 10 now. The fake to Kobe Smith. Ryan Farley's going to keep it. He's got running room across midfield, across the 40, 35, 30, down to the 22-yard line is Brian Farley, and a quarterback keeper. Nothing tricky there. Just let Farley keep it right up the middle, and he scampers for good gains into Falcon territory at the 23-yard line.
About 37 yards on that carry for Mr. Farley. He just went right up the middle, juked the linebacker, went off to the left, came down the sideline, and like I said, about a 37-yard pickup there on first down. Got the Warriors in good field position here. They're hungry. And sharks in the water and blood on the football.
On first and 10, the toss goes to Kobe Smith trying to turn the right corner. He's at the 30, and two or three Falcons bottle him up right there and catch him right about the 20-yard line. That's the first time
Kobe Smith has been stopped tonight. Yeah, that was number one, Nathan Crest for the Falcons. That was able to put an arm around him and bring him to the ground. He had to hold on for dear life, though, as the rest of the gang came along and helped bring Kobe Smith to the ground.
So it'll be second down, 7 yards to go now for the Warriors. Ball resting on the Falcon 20-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side as the Warriors work from right to left. Pistol formation in the backfield. Farley going to run the option. Tosses it to Smith. Smith dodges one tackler and gets down to the 11-yard line before he's finally stopped by Nathan. Looks like Nathan Kress on this tackle there for the Falcons.
Yeah, Nathan Kress is all over the field tonight. He made the tackle on the left side of the field. Then he comes to this play and pulls one down on the near side of the field. So Kress is a pretty good athlete, senior wide receiver for the Falcons.
First and 10 now from the Falcon 12-yard line. Farley again on the option. He's going to keep it this time. Turns back up at the 5 and turns into the end zone for another West Point Warrior touchdown.
Right, Farley followed the tackle right up into the hole, cut, juke left, and off to the races he went. An 11-yard touchdown run there by Brian Farley.
He had Kobe Smith running the option with him to the far side, and Smith, Brian Farley read it perfectly and turned up when the end went out. Dodged a Falcon about the 5-yard line, ended up in the end zone for the touchdown. Again, the Warriors line up in the swinging gate extra point formation, and again, we have a flag on the field. They were penalized for motion on the first attempt, and it looks like we may have the same penalty again this time. Illegal procedure, the call against the Warriors.
And they'll back them up, but the way they're running the football, just hand it to Kobe Smith and let him go.
And this time they'll line up to attempt to kick the extra point.
It's number 25.
Tristan Skinner. Oh, my goodness. And he could have hit that from 40. Skinner's extra point attempt goes over the fence onto the track. And so the West Point Warriors extend their lead. 13-0 is our score with 7:51 left to go here in the first quarter. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Back at Warrior Field, the West Point Warriors with a 13-0 lead over the St. John Paul Falcons. The Warriors kick off, and the kickoff is returned back out to near the 27-yard line. They kicked it a little bit deeper that time, and good coverage by the Warriors.
Yeah, that was number 21, Holden Filler, and what a proper name for the play, because I believe they've got the Falcons for holding on the other side. So no pun intended there with Mr. Holden Filler returning the kickoff. That's going to set them up, looks like, about around the 20. Well, they're going to back them up a little further. It's crossing the 20. They set the ball down about the 18-yard line. That's where the Falcons were set up. First and 10 with 7:44 to go in the first quarter.
Block in the back, the call against the Falcons, so that penalty pushes them back to their own 15-yard line.
I wish it had been holding. I mean, that's
Is that what you said? I'm sitting there studying something else. And didn't mean to correct you. It could have been holding.
No, it was a block in the back, but I thought at first he meant he signaled for holding. But
okay.
The gentleman who carried the ball, his name is Holden Fielder.
Okay.
No pun intended there, folks. But I was wrong. Tommy's right.
First and 10 for the Falcons now. Three receivers and one lone back beside Salter in the backfield.
Turned the corner and got back to the line of scrimmage there. That's about all that was getting done that time. He looked like he wanted to drop back and pass, handed the football off, and he just went around the end. He met a host of West Point Warriors there. It'll be second down and 10 on this drive now.
Good crowd on hand at West Point as they honor 50 years of football. Beginning in 1964, they have the 1964-65 team on hand. They've got a nice hospitality area set up for them down on the track. A good pregame ceremony recognizing those players and cheerleaders from the first team here at West Point. Second down and 10 now for the Falcons. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side as they work left to right now. Salter from the shotgun fakes a handoff. He's going to keep it himself, trying to get around the left quarter, and the Warriors are all over him in the backfield. They were in the backfield right about the time the play action was trying to take place, and he's going to be pushed backwards for about a three, maybe a four-yard loss.
Yeah, number eight, Lance Ray. He's a senior, 6'1", 200 pounds. He just reached out and grabbed him and jerked him to the ground like a rag doll that time. He wouldn't have anything of it. He's playing outside linebacker. He's a healthy young man, too, 6'1", 200. So look to hear his name called a lot tonight.
Third down and 16 now for the Falcons from their own 12-yard line. Salter from the shotgun wants to throw. Rose to the near side, has good protection.
Fires downfield, incomplete. Intended on the near sideline again for number one, Nathan Kress.
Nathan Kress actually had an opportunity to catch that ball, but the safety for West Point, number four, as Will Wren, he came across and put a hand in his face and he couldn't see where the ball was at. That was actually a good catchable ball. But nevertheless, it's fourth down and... Well, it's fourth down in Decatur. Oh, hey. Fourth and 16, actually, folks. I was just joking about Decatur.
Falcons to punt. The Warriors come after, but he's able to get it away. It's a short punt going to be fielded at the 37-yard line. That's Kobe Smith. Smith back to the 30, 25, 20, down to the 13-yard line. Actually, that's number two. That's Bryant Farley, the quarterback on the return that time. Kobe Smith had a couple of special teams plays for touchdowns, and Bryant Farley was to get in on that action, so a good return that time by Farley will put the Warriors in great field position, first and 10 from the Falcon 14-yard line.
Yeah, first and 10 from the Falcon 14-yard line. That's great position to start this third drive of the first quarter for the West Point Warriors. It looks like they're going to take a heat break to have a sip of water and talk about how they can stop these Warriors from running downhill.
5:51 left in the opening quarter. Warriors 13, Falcons nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, the West Point Warriors with a 13-0 lead over St. John Paul Catholic out of Huntsville. On first down and 10, Bryant Farley fakes it to Kobe Smith, and good defense that time by the Falcons. That's number 15 getting back there to back Keith Martin. The quarterback sacked that time on Bryant Farley. He's going to lose a couple of yards.
Well, that's not something you see every day. West Point's going the wrong direction. Yeah, number 9, Sam Stoner, was actually back there along with number 15, Keith Martin, helping up to clean up that play.
An update from Vinemont Winfield. Vinemont took that onside kick and drove it all the way down to the Winfield 6-inch line, turned it over on downs. So a good defensive stand from Winfield, keeping the Eagles out of the end zone. On second down to 13, Farley again on a quarterback keeper, gets down to the 10-yard line. So he gets past the original line of scrimmage, picks up about three. That'll bring up third down at 7 now for the Warriors.
Farley just took the ball himself as a straight-up quarterback keeper the whole way. He fell in right behind the right guard, fell him right up into the hole. I can't make his number 56, I do believe. That is Dustin Gonzalez. He made a nice hole there and able to scamper up. Set up third down 7 here with 4:43 to go. Looks like the Falcons are going to take a timeout and talk about this again.
Falcons take timeout, so we'll take timeout with them. Clock is stopped with 4:43 left in the opening quarter. Your score, West Point 13, St. John Paul nothing. This is Friday Night Live.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. The West Point Warriors have a 13-0 lead over St. John Paul Catholic, and the Warriors are driving. It's third down and 7. Brian Farley, the quarterback, threw the shotgun, and now he wants to think about it. Kind of unusual to see back-to-back timeouts, Jason, but apparently Brian Farley saw something they didn't like. The best thing to do is take a timeout and think about it.
You got three of them. You can't take them home with you, so go ahead and burn them. Use them up. Never understood how you can go into halftime or end of a football game and not have all three timeouts. It's a very essential part of going out, looking at the field, seeing what you got to work against, calling a timeout, and making the proper adjustments to your offensive or defensive schemes to try to salt this game away here and score some more points for these Warriors.
We talked about it being an exciting night here at West Point, honoring the first football team from 1964. In fact, it's an exciting weekend and an exciting upcoming week in Coleman County as we kick off the Coleman County Fair tomorrow with the Coleman County Fair Parade. The Fair Parade will begin at 2 o'clock, and if you haven't seen the news, this year's parade will end at Arnold Street. It will end at McGriff Tire and AutoZone this year and not continue up past Dairy Queen and up to the North Shopping Center due to construction. So make your plans to come from McGriff Tire South tomorrow if you want to see the Coleman County Fair Parade that begins at 2 o'clock. On third down and 7, Brian Farley fakes it to Kobe Smith, and he has everybody faked on the field, and Brian Farley comes around the near side into the end zone. There were a couple of Falcons trying to wrap up Kobe Smith on the far side, but Brian Farley tucked that ball under his left wing and was able to get into the end zone for another West Point Warrior touchdown.
Yeah, Tommy, he had me fooled. I was wondering what number 55 was doing, actually getting a tackle over there, but lo and behold, looked up, and there went Brian Farley scampering around left end for about, what was it, a 12-yard touchdown run? I couldn't tell where they started off. They moved the sticks over there too quick and didn't get to see where it actually started.
So the Warriors line up to go for 2 now. They'll have 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side as they work right to left. Fake the handoff to Kobe Smith. Brian Farley's going to keep this one. He's in the end zone. So it's been Brian Farley and Kobe Smith tonight for the West Point Warriors. They have the Warriors with a 20-0 lead over the Falcons with 4:35 left to go in the opening quarter. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. West Point High School, Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. The West Point Warriors with a 21-0 lead over St. John Paul Catholic. Warriors kickoff taken at about the 10-yard line by the Falcons and run back to the 20 and out to the 25-yard line. So that's where the Falcons will put it in play, first and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
Number 22, Bryson Merriweather. Took that ball, came up the right hash marks, and like you said, laid it down about the 24-and-a-half, 25-yard line. That's where the Falcons will start out here, first and 10. This is their third time to possess the football. and they're in negative yardage right now. Let's see if they can turn that trend around and move this ball down the field in the direction they need to be going, because they have had it in reverse for most better part of all this first quarter.
Toss sweep to the far side, getting across the 25 and at about the 26-yard line. Salter just tossing it back that time.
Number 21, Holden Fielder. Fielder picks up about a yard on the carry.
Yeah, just a toss sweep to the left-hand side. And like you said, he's able to pick up a couple positive yards there. Let's see if they can continue that and pick up their first down of the football game.
Second down and 9 for the Falcons now from their own 22-yard line. Working left to right here in the opening quarter, trailing Westlake by 21. Salter wants to throw, rolls to the near side. He's getting pressure from Ryder Jones. He's able to get the pass away complete at the 31-yard line. That's Thomas Weaver on the reception for the Falcons.
Yeah, Salter was running around for his life back there. He had an open receiver, Nathan Kress, standing there waving at him in the middle of the field. He was wide open, but he chose to go, like you said, to the check down receiver. But, yeah, he was running for his life. The West Point Warriors were just in full speed looking for their first sack of the ball game.
And that main pursuer is number 28, Ryder Jones, 6'5", 264. So Salter wanted to find anybody who could get that football to.
He would have thrown it to him if he wasn't going to get hit by him.
Third down and 5 now for the Falcons. Salter wants to throw again, rolls to the far side, gets good protection. Now he's going to keep it. He gets across the 33 and to the 34, maybe the 35-yard line. He's going to be close to the first down marker on the far side of the field. And, Jason, they may have their first down of the ball game.
It looks like they're real close. They've got it marked. Oh, yep, first down. There we go. First down of the ball game for the Falcons. Salter's a speedy little guy. He got around that end. He kind of pump faked one time and drew the defenders back into coverage, and when he did, he just pulled the ball down and turned on the jets, ran around the end, and picked up the first down of the ball game for the Falcons.
First and 10, they'll put the football down on the Falcon 36-yard line. West Point leads St. John Paul 21-0. We've got 2 minutes, 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. The 50th anniversary of football here at West Point High School being celebrated tonight. First and 10 Falcons, 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Salter wants to throw, pump fake. He's going to keep it across the 40, out to the 43, to the 45-yard line. Goes Salter, the quarterback. That carry good for about 9 yards.
He was able to just take the snap. He came around like he was going to roll out to the right looking for a receiver. And a couple of guys open. He chose to tuck the ball down and just right at the middle of the field, like you said, for about an 8-9-yard gain there. Setting up second and short. Could have a trend going, Tommy. First downs are coming in packs here for the Falcons, maybe. Let's see what they do here on second down.
Their best drive so far of the ball game. Second down and 1. Salter will operate from the shotgun. 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. He'll hand it off to 21, Holder Fielder. And Fielder gets across the 45 out to near the 46-yard line. That's going to be close to another Falcon first down.
Yeah, they've moved the ball 21, 22 yards on this particular drive. And, yes, it is another first down for the St. John Paul II Falcons. I'm going to stop trying to say that. I'm just Falcons. Rest of you. If people listening at home, or you're in the car and listening on the radio, your computer, on the TuneIn Radio app, I will not say the name of this high school football team again. They will be the Falcons all night.
It's first and 10 for the Falcons now. Handoff comes to the near side to the flanker who comes in motion. That's 22. Bryston Merriweather. Merriweather gets back to near the original line of scrimmage. We've got a flag back about the 47-yard line.
Got 2 flags. Got one down. They had a holding penalty on the end right here around the 47-yard line. Now, I don't see what the late flag coming in back from the backfield here is, but they'll straighten it out and let us know in just a sec. But there are multiple fouls on this play.
I mentioned the Colman County Fair Parade tomorrow that kicks off at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, right after that, you can walk right from the parade right back across the railroad tracks to Depot Park to Cluck and Brew.
and enjoy that for the afternoon. And then right after that, go right over to Coleman High School and take advantage of the band competition that's going to be at the high school. So a full day of activity tomorrow all around Coleman with the Fair Parade, Cluck and Brew, and then the band competition taking place at Coleman High School. So enjoy the great weather and enjoy being outdoors tomorrow with a lot of different activities going on here around Coleman.
They got the flag straightened out. Tommy, the West Point Warriors declined the holding call on the left end over here, but they did accept the block and the black back foul, and that's going to move them back about, that's going to be first down and 20 now. The Falcons, they've definitely moved in the wrong direction that time for sure. And with the way this defense is playing for the West Point Warriors, the Falcons really don't need to get into those long yarded situations. They're just getting manhandled up here on the offensive line. It's making it hard for these guys in the skill positions to make some plays.
First and 20 for the Falcons now. Salter pitches back on the option play and trying to get out to the 40-yard line. Before they stop down there, that's 21 again. That's going to be Holden Fielder.
Yeah, Matthew Salter, he took the ball like he was going to go on the quarterback keeper up the middle. Saw that hole collapse with the middle linebackers from West Point just closed it up. So he turned and jumped past the ball backwards to Holden Fielder, I'm sorry. And kind of an odd-looking play almost. Well, I guess if it's a pitch backwards, it wouldn't matter if he was past the line of scrimmage. But just very different looking if you're listening at home. It kind of reminiscent of that Tim Tebow pass,
yep,
that was in reverse.
Into the first quarter. So after one quarter of play, your score, the West Point Warriors 21 and the St. John Paul Falcons, nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. The West Point Warriors with a 21-0 lead over St. John Paul Catholic out of Huntsville. The Falcons from St. John Paul II Catholic have the football now on their own 39-yard line, working right to left here in the second quarter. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. They hand it off to Fielder, and he's going to be stopped in the backfield. Good pursuit that time from Kyle Butler. He was in the backfield making the stop. Butler, a big defensive lineman, too, 6'2", 250. Good defensive pursuit from the Warriors.
Yeah, Kyle Butler just busted through on the right side of the line, caught him in the backfield, and just manhandled him to the ground. Even longer yardage situation now. It's going to be third down and about 21, 22 yards for the Falcons. We'll see how this turns out, but they're going to come out, and they've got two wide receivers set to the right, so the far side of the field, one to the near side with a wing back, one back set beside Salter. He's ready to take the snap here on third down and 22.
Salter wants to throw now, rolls to the far side. He gets pursuit from the Warriors. Now he's going to throw it, and he's hit as he throws, and the pass will fall incomplete. Good pursuit that time from the Warriors. It looked like 45 leading the charge. That's Trent Campbell, so good pursuit for the Warriors. Brings up fourth down now for the Falcons.
So number 28, Ryder Jones, came in and cleaned that play up, and almost looked as though Salter's helmet was going to pop off and hit him so hard from behind. But the ball flailed up into the air. falls harmlessly to the ground on the far side of the field. And like you said, it looks like they're going to bring up the punt team for the third time this evening.
I realize we've just seen a quarter and a couple of minutes of play. And looking back at the teams we've covered so far this year, the Fairview Aggies had a good-looking football team. The Vinemont Eagles have a very impressive football team led by John Michael Dye. But just looking at athletic ability and what appears on the field, this West Point Warrior team looks to be very well conditioned, very, very good strength-wise, and they are a very impressive-looking football team.
Brian Farley took that ball on the 27-yard line. He got it all the way out to the West Point, that's 43-yard line, and he was one step away from breaking that for a touchdown himself. He had one defender to beat, and they're going to get the Falcons over the middle league of procedure, but West Point will decline that, so they'll set up a first down and 10 from their own 42-yard line.
So the Warriors leading 21-0, 10:51 left in the first half, have the football now on their own 43-yard line.
You know, he caught that ball over his shoulder. The punt went over his head. He turned around and fielded it like it was a pass, turned around and picked up 15, 16 yards there, set him up with great field position.
From the shotgun, Farley hands off to Kobe Smith. He's hit him at the 46-yard line and breaks away from that tackle and gets forward to around about the 48-yard line. So about a 5-yard carry that time for Kobe Smith.
Yeah, Kobe Smith was able, he ran into number 45 there for the Falcons. That young man is Tristan Williams. He ran into him and fell down, but as he was falling, he extended the ball and jumped forward and picked up another 2 or 3 yards in the air. Great play there by Kobe Smith of the West Point Warriors.
Second down at 5 now. Smith on the handoff again from Farley. Turning the far corner, he gets a Warrior first down at to the 46-yard line of the Falcons. And he was stopped right at the last second, or he was about to break into open field.
Kobe Smith, we got an injured Falcons player down on the other side. Kobe Smith took that ball off tackle, juked one of the linebackers to the left, and then scampered up, picked up the first down. But let's see what we've got going on the far side of the field with a Falcon player on the ground.
Desert Engine Falcon on the field. Clock has stopped with 10:12 left in the first half. We'll take a break. Your score, West Point 21, St. John Paul II Catholic nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. 10 minutes left in the first half. West Point leads the Falcons 21-0. The snap to Farley in the shotgun goes over his head all the way back to the 41-yard line. So that'll be a big loss and a big error. And perhaps, you know, we lost the center early in the ballgame. Duncan Cook, the center for the Warriors, went out of the ballgame. We've got a backup center in the ballgame, so perhaps a little quarterback center mix-up that time on the big snap over his head.
Yeah, speaking of injuries, that St. John Paul II Catholic player was number 15, Keith Martin, senior tight end. Looked like he walked off the field with the assistance of a couple of the trainers with a little bit of an ankle injury. Got him over on the sideline. Maybe he'll be back here shortly.
Second down at 23 for the Warriors now. Toss out on the near side to 27, Cameron Moore. Moore gets across midfield into Falcon territory down to the 42-yard line, but we've got a flag back about the 47.
And Cameron Moore, number 27, he's a junior, a sophomore running back, came around this right end to the near side of the field, turned it up, and they're going to have a hold call on the West Point Warriors, so it'll all be for naught. Let's see where they mark the foul. They'll back them up 10 and do it again. So it'll be second down. And let's see where they mark the ball. Just keep walking with it. It'll be at the 41.5, 42-yard line. So that's where West Point set up second down and long here with 9:17 to go in the second quarter.
be second down and about 26 to go for the Warriors now. Ball on their own 41, 42, kind of between the 41 and 42-yard lines. Ryan Farley will operate from the shotgun. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side as the Warriors work from left to right. Kobe Smith, the lone back in the backfield. He'll stay in for protection. Farley wants to throw, fires down the middle of the field, intended for Blake Yearwood right about the 22-yard line. Yearwood covered good by the Falcons. Crowd wanted an interference penalty, probably just good defense. Might have bumped him a little bit, but the pass was also a little bit long.
Yeah, the crowd wanted a pass interference call, but the ball was a little overthrown as well. I don't think he would have caught it had he not been tackled right there. And home crowd was a little upset, but I believe the referees made the correct call that time. And a set up third down and 26 yards. So it's third down and long for the West Point Warriors.
Ball resting on the Warrior 41, 42-yard line. Three receivers to the far side. The one to the near side is the big tight end. That's Reinhardt Jones, 6'5", 264 to the near side. Farley wants to throw again. He's flushed out of the pocket. Turns to the far corner. He's going to tuck it and run across midfield.
45, dancing away. And no, then finally wrapped back up right there about the 45-yard line. He did a little spin move. It looked like he was going to get away. But another Falcon came in there and cleaned him up. The play gains about 13 yards, but they're still now going to be fourth down and 10 for the Warriors from the Falcon 46-yard line.
Yeah, there for a moment, I thought Farley, like you said, was going to break that. He kind of pump-faked the ball. He was about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. It doesn't matter. You could be 20 yards past the line of scrimmage and pump-fake it, and the defensive back is going to buy them every time. So able to get back to the original line of scrimmage, they're going to line up their offense and go for it here on 4th and 10.
Ryan Farley from the shotgun now. They try to draw the Falcons offside, and they do. So that'll get them a free 5 yards. And 4th and 5 will be a little bit easier to convert than 4th and 10.
Yeah, the right tackle from this side of the field. He just kind of leaned back a little bit, got a little bit back on his heels there as he went down in his three-point stance there at the line of scrimmage.
They're going to call it every time. If that head moves that far, out will come the flag, so they'll back him up 5 more yards. Or actually, wait a minute.
They were able to draw the Falcons offside.
Oh, yeah. I saw the tackle on this side kind of rock back, but I didn't see him jump offside. My bad.
Kind of a hard snap down from Brian Farley, and two or three of the Falcons jumped.
I don't know what game am I watching?
I don't know, but next week on Tuesday we're going to send you to Fuller Optical. I'm going to be there on Wednesday. It's fourth down and 5. I've got the same pair of glasses of 6 years. I've been talking about getting them replaced and just hadn't done it. On 4th and 5, Farley bobbles a snap. He's pushed back to midfield, breaks away from a tackler, and then can't get away from two or three other Falcons about the 47-yard line. So on 4th down and 5, another bad snap over the head of Farley causes the Warriors to turn the ball over on downs, and that's going to put the Falcons in good field position.
1st and 10 from their own 46-yard line with 7:41 left to go in the first half. West Point leads St. John Paul II 21-0.
Yeah, this is the best starting field position all night for the Falcons. See if they can
get this offense going in the right direction and move the ball a little bit. Maybe it wouldn't hurt if they can make a few first downs and just get a little time of possession under their belt
to kind of wear the defense down so they can start moving the football.
1st and 10 for the Falcons now. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side as they work right to left. Salter hands it off to 32, this time in the backfield. Running forward for good yardage is Dan Johnston. Johnston's going to pick up about 5 yards across midfield, just into Warrior territory, about the 49-yard line.
Dan Johnston, yeah, he's a senior running back. I haven't seen him much in the game so far, but had a good head of steam that time. Like I said, picked up 4 yards, set up 2nd down and 6. Able to even bob there around and pick up good positive yards here on 1st down, set up 2nd manageable for the Falcons.
Ryder Jones on the spot that time for the Warriors. So folks, let me tell you, he's a beast. He's a man over there at that defensive end spot for the Warriors. On 2nd down and 5, Softer's going to run a quarterback keeper. He gets across the 47 down to near the 45-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards that time for the Falcons. So that'll bring up 3rd down and short. We'll call it 3rd down and about 2 yards to go now for the Falcons.
Yeah, Softer just kept that ball. That was a designed quarterback sweep the whole way. He had a full head of steam up when he hit the line of scrimmage and able to get down to 46, 45 and a half. yard line, and that's going to set up a third down and short here for the Falcons. See what they do on offense to try to pick up another first down here in the second quarter. Keep this ball moving, run a little time off the clock, and try to wear this defense down, which they've not done much of a job doing that so far tonight.
On a quarterback keeper, direct snap goes to the Wildcat quarterback, Dan Johnston. And Johnston gets across the 45 down to near the 43-yard line. Good enough for a St. John Paul II Catholic Falcon first down.
That's a mouthful right there. St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons
first down.
You know, that'd be hard to put on a shirt. That'd be a small font.
SJP2. They just put SJP2.
There you go.
Clock and stop with 6:09 left to go in the first half. Your score, West Point 21 and the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. First down and 10 for the Falcons now from the West Point Warrior 43-yard line. And that play loses about 5 yards, so Salter pushed backwards that time. Good defense from the Warriors. Backs him up. He's second down at 16 now for the Falcons.
We've seen a lot of that this evening. There's been a lot of center quarterback miscues and bad snaps, and that's what caused Salter to get held up in the backfield right there and drop for a 5-yard loss.
So it's second down and long.
Five minutes, 20 seconds left of the first half. West Point leads 21 to nothing. This is Friday Night Live on WRJM LP Coleman. Glad you're with us. Handoff goes to 32 this time. That's Dan Johnston again trying to run right up the middle, and he's stopped by Kyle Butler again, a big defensive tackle in on the stop for the West Point Warriors.
You know, Tommy, we were talking about that being a mouthful. Wait till next week. I really feel sorry for who has to call this game. It's going to be St. John Paul II Catholic Fountains at Kate Duncan Smith, Daughters of the American Revolution. Now, that is a game to really be tongue-tied at.
There will be some abbreviations, or they'll just go by nicknames. Third down and 16 now for the Falcons. From the Warrior 49, Salter wants to throw in the shotgun. Oh, he's hammered. Oh, wow. What a lick that time coming from the West Point Warriors, and it looked like 45, Trent Campbell, who really hit him from his backside and knocked him to the turf hard.
Yeah, number 45, Trent Campbell, he brought the pain that time. Salter's actually leaving the field this time. I believe he's a little shaken up, or they're asking him if he knows where he's at, and he said, yeah, Philadelphia.
Folks, you teach defensive players to run through people. Trent Campbell, 5'10", 227 pounds, he gets that. He runs through people as he just ran through Matthew Salter and really knocked him to the turf hard.
It wasn't a dirty hit or anything. It's just a great form tackle. Salter came to a stop with the ball in his hand, and number 45 just planted him like seed corn out there on the field.
So the Falcons punt it away on fourth down. It's a short kick. Hits in the far visiting side stands. So they're going to mark this one out of bounds right about the 47 right about the 47-yard line of the Warriors. So the Warriors are going to get great field position, first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. They lead the Falcons 21-0 with 3:40 left in the first half. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live. And Friday Night Live is proudly brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Tell these folks thank you for bringing you Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. First and 10 for the Warriors now from their own 47. Kobe Smith on the handoff. Big hole. 45, 40, 35, 30. Smith breaking tackles at the 25. Spinning to the 21. And down to the 19-yard line is Kobe Smith. But there's a flag back at the 44-yard line. And the official on the far side of the field grabbed his wrist and kind of made a downward putting motion, signaling holding against the West Point Warriors.
Yeah, it's a shame whenever you have a beautiful run like that being brought back by a penalty. But, you know, things happen. The play kind of breaks down, and you don't really know where the running back's at or what's going on. And sometimes you can get a jersey trying to help him out to get a few extra yards. And if the ref sees it, out comes the flag. So the laundry on the field, back them up. It'll be first down and 10 from the original line of scrimmage. So 10-yard penalty. Start on the first and 10 again. You know, Tommy, that ball, when the punter kicked it a while ago, the coach has probably told him, he said, hey, kick that ball somewhere where there's not a West Point Warrior. And the only place on the field I didn't see a West Point Warrior was in a visiting stance. That's why they kicked that ball over there.
Kick it away from Kobe Smith. On the option this time, Brian Farley's going to keep it, and he doesn't get anywhere. A couple of Falcons hit him right about the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit that time for 55, Stephen Delaney. He was the first man to get to Brian Farley, so that play only gains about a half a yard. Second down and a long nine for the Warriors.
Yeah, that time the defense for the Falcons, they were able to just get a little penetration right there and stop him directly at the line of scrimmage, able to fall forward for a few yards. That's a rare play that the West Point Warriors haven't made positive, more than a couple of yards positive gain.
Second down and nine now. Receivers split to either side. Brian Farley from the shotgun hands off to Smith. Smith's patient, dancing, looking for a hole to open up. Gets across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Wow, they missed a big face mask call. Yeah. They jerked his head all the way around, and he even went backwards a little bit. Luckily, Kobe Smith is okay, but a big face mask penalty miss and a good 8-yard carry that time from Kobe Smith.
It only slowed him down a little bit. He said, I can still see out of my ear hole. I'm going to keep running. He did. He picked up a few more yards there. But, yeah, the refs, they missed a big one right there. He had his head turned around and just jerked him to the ground.
Third down and one for the Warriors from the shotgun. Farley tosses to Smith on the left side, gets the first down and more, 40, 35, 30, breaking tackles down to actually the 35-yard line. So Kobe Smith carries for another West Point Warrior first down all the way down to the Falcon 33-yard line.
You know, Tommy, I look right here and I see Kobe Smith. He's a junior, folks. He's 5'10", 192 pounds. And let me tell you, this young man is impressive to watch run the football. Without a doubt, I feel like this guy right here, with another year under his belt playing high school football, he's going to go places in the college and play college football because he is impressive to watch.
He's a patient runner. Even when he takes a toss pitch or handoff, he's watching his offensive line to see where the holes are going to open up. And then that's where he turns the speed on and dives into those holes full speed. So that patience is opening up some big holes for Kobe Smith and allowing him to run for some good yardage.
Yeah, that patience is what you have to have at the next level of two. You know, you don't just run up in there if the hole's not available. If you're not a big back, sort of like a fullback or something like that, you can't just plow into the line of scrimmage. You have to be very patient, wait for the hole to open, and then, you know, get the yards when they're there. And I'm sure, if I had to guess, he's learning a lot from Coach A.J. Lamar down there on the sidelines, because he runs a lot like A.J. Runs forward, downhill, and I'll say this much. I used to hate to have to play second team defense in practice whenever Ed Hand number 26 the ball. You just wanted to get out of his way.
Yeah. Clock has stopped with a minute 41 left to go in the first half. The West Point Warriors with a 21-0 lead over the St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons. And coming up at halftime, we'll take you down to the field for the sounds of the West Point Warrior marching band. The Falcons did not bring a band tonight, so we'll give you the entire performance from the West Point band as they have what looks like a pretty impressive band that's been warming up on both ends of the field actually tonight. So a good crowd on hand here too at West Point tonight. We mentioned they're honoring 50 years of football, 1964-65 season. The first team that took the field here at West Point seeing a good performance tonight for the 2014 Warriors. On first down, Brian Farley's going to keep it. He's at the 30 to the 25, 20, racing to the 15, to the 10, 5, diving to the end zone. Touchdown, West Point.
36-yard touchdown run for Brian Farley. He was picking them up, putting them down, folks, and able to dive in the end zone. He caught, ran the, put the ball over the pylon. That's a 36-yard run there with 1:29 to go here in the second quarter. Man, when Brian Farley hit the open field, it's almost like he found a different gear and shifted into a different gear and just raced for the end zone and thought he was going to be tackled about the 3-yard line and just dove and reached for the pylon and was able to get it in there and extend the Warrior lead.
Well, last time we saw number 25, Tristan Skinner, kick an extra point, he kicked it over the fence on the far end. Let's see if he can kick this guy off the scissor lift down here in the end zone.
This extra point kick is up, and this one doesn't look as good as the last one. It's no good. So with 1:29 left to go in the first half, your score, West Point 27, St. John Paul II nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti and the West Point Warriors with a 27-0 lead over the Falcons from St. John Paul II Catholic High School out of Huntsville. What an impressive night from Brian Farley, the quarterback for the Warriors, and Kobe Smith. Those are the main ground gainers tonight for the West Point Warriors. We really haven't seen any passes tonight. It's been all ground game from Farley and Smith tonight for the Warriors, putting on 27 points here so far in the first half.
The West Point Warriors, if it's not broke, don't fix it. If you can run the ball as effectively as they have, no need to put the ball in the air. Kickoff taken by number 22 that time, about the 6-7-8-yard line there. Number 22, that is Bryson Merriweather, returns the ball out just about to the 30-yard line. It's going to mark it at the 29. So the Falcons will take over here with 1:23 to go in the first quarter, first and 10 from their own 29-yard line.
Minute 23, as you said, left in the first half. We'll see what the Falcons can put together here. They've had a couple of good drives. Their first two drives of the ball game really stalled out, but they put together a couple of decent drives. Still haven't got any end zone, but they were moving the football better against the Warrior defense. Handoff goes to 21, Holder Fielder. Turns the far corner, loses the football. The West Point Warriors say they got it about the 31-yard line. No signal yet from the official.
I think he was pointing at the ground to say he was down already.
Officials are going to take a timeout to discuss this one.
Well, at least they're getting together and talking about it, not just making a rash decision out there, because... Yeah, watching the game, we know, Lord knows.
No pun intended there. St. John Paul II, Catholic Eagles, Catholic Falcons. I'm going to mess it up all night. I'm just going to stop. But they need to keep the ball here. If you turn the ball over at West Point right here on the 29-yard line.
A long discussion from the officials, and they're placing the football down about the 34-yard line. They're acting as though the Falcons are going to keep it, but still no indication. Now they're actually pointing forward to the 36-37-yard line. If they put the ball down on the 37-yard line, they're going to give West Point the ball.
Yeah, that's what the Warriors tackled there when he had the football. So, yeah, they turned the ball over.
They still have it signaled, but my own indications, the 37-yard line was where the West Point player was tackled once he came out of the pile with the ball, and that's obviously going to be what the call is, even though we still haven't had a signal. The defense for St. John Paul, the second, has come onto the field, and Coach Farley still holding his offense on the sideline. They're trying to reset the clock now to a minute and 11 seconds.
1-1-1-0.
That is a lot of confusion out there on the field. I mean, it has transpired up in here to the booth because I'm as confused as everybody on the field is. We still haven't gotten a signal to exactly what to do. They signaled to the press box to put 1:11 back on the clock, and he still hadn't got it on there. It's 1-1. He's got a 1:10. We'll leave it at 1:10.
Now the official signals first down for West Point. But, you know, like you mentioned, good thing they got together and talked about it and got the right call on the field. So it's 1st and 10 Warriors now. From the Falcon 37-yard line, two receivers split to either side. Brian Farley wants to throw. He's under pressure. Flush down the pocket. It's going to be sacked back at the 49-yard line. Great pursuit that time coming from the Falcons. That's number 18.
Who is that, Jason?
No. He's a junior linebacker. But it's the first time we called Mr. Knoll's name tonight.
Ben Knoll, good pursuit, catches Brian Farley back about the 49-yard line.
Yeah, he came screaming through the line of scrimmage, unblocked. And when Farley turned around to come around this near side of the field to look to find an open receiver, the only thing he saw was number 18 of the Falcons, and able to get him around the ankles and drop him right there for a substantial loss. So it's going to set up, it'll be 2nd down and 22, so a loss of 12 yards on that first down play as Bryant Farley went down with an ankle tackle back deep in the backfield. Still on the Falcons side of the field. See what West Point's going to do with this last minute and 3 seconds before the half, if they can get one another touchdown in the end zone. Or if the Falcons of St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons can stop him.
2nd down and long. 2nd down and 22 for the Warriors now. Two receivers split to either side. High snap for Farley, but he brings it down. Throws it out on the far side of the field to Kobe Smith. Smith breaking tackles across the 45. Still on his feet. 40, 35. Running down to near the 33-yard line is Kobe Smith, and he's actually not tackled. They blow the whistle on him. Perhaps his knee might have got down. He was just making one of those spin moves. They'll put the football down at the 35-yard line. What a run.
Yeah, he was in the grasp of the defender that time, and he started his forward progress, backed up 2 or 3 yards there, and the whistle was blown. But honestly, I don't think they should have blown the whistle. He was still in complete control of the play.
3rd down and 8. Brian Farley wants to throw. Fires down the field, intended for his big tight end, Ryder Jones, about the 5-yard line. Jones unable to haul it in, but he is able to draw a flag right about the 3-yard line.
Number 45, Tristan Williams. It looked like actually it was very good coverage. He just went up.
He didn't get his head around on the football. You can go up and get in the face of the receiver anytime, but you've got to have your head turned around looking for the football. If you've got your head turned towards him, they're going to call face guard, and that's going to be a pass interference. Either way, that's what you teach your defenders right there. If it's that wide open, you go up and draw the pass interference because it beats, you know, the wide open touchdown that Ryder Jones had there.
Ryder Jones, a big target. I know we've talked about him a lot tonight, but he lines up. He's listed as a tight end. That time he lined up in the slot, but he's 6'5", 264 pounds, and they just sent him on a fly down the middle of the field. Brian Farley was throwing it up for him. He was open, just unable to bring it in. Does draw a pass interference penalty, so it's 1st and 10 for the Warriors now from the Falcon 20-yard line. Farley wants to throw again, loads, fires in the end zone on the far side of the field, and incomplete. Another flag that intended for Blake Yearwood on the far side of the field. Another pass interference call against the Falcons.
He got a little shove in the back there as Yearwood crossed the goal line. The ball laid right into his hands, but the defender got a little stingy with the push in the back there. Drew another flag, so they'll move him up. Set up West Point a little bit closer. But what they've done with these last two pass interference plays, Tommy, is they chewed about 15 seconds off the clock because we're down to 17 seconds before the half. The West Point set up 1st and 10 from their own, from the Falcon 11-yard line. right now. So the West Point Warriors get a little pass happy right here before half, trying to get these receivers in on the game.
Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Farley's going to run a quarterback keeper right up the middle, down to near the five-yard line before he stopped and knocked down to the turf there, and they'll call a timeout with about 9 seconds left on the clock. West Point still wants more points on the board in the first half.
Yeah, it's second down, and they're going to have about, I think it's first and goal from the three. And like you said, they're trying to put a dagger in the heart right here before half. You know, Tommy, I look at the schedule, how it's lining up right now. If we'll go over and take a look at St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons, next week they travel to DAR, which that's not a region game, but then their next four are all region games. Now listen to the brutality of this. Ardmore comes to the Falcons, then they're at the Columbia plays, which is a region game as well. Then they're at J.O. Johnson, which is another region game, and then Russell comes to town to play them. So their next five games line up like this: D.A.R., Ardmore, Columbia, J.O. Johnson, and Russell. That's a brutal schedule.
It is, and already for the West Point Warriors, they have got to be circling October the 10th when Russellville, the Golden Tigers, come here to West Point. That is already setting up to be a great matchup.
Yeah, the West Point Warriors, they're at Hansville next week. Then they are back home for two games against Johnson, as you mentioned. On October 10th, they play Russellville. Then they're at East Limestone. And then they come back home and take on Lawrence County with four region games in a row there for the West Point Warriors.
First down and goal for the Warriors now. Farley wants to throw into the end zone. Complete touchdown, Ryder Jones. Touchdown, point.
Yeah, he found Ryder Jones just coming on a little drag route there. And Jones able to haul that ball in for a three-yard touchdown pass. And as time expires, so the clock's at zero.
Extra point attempt coming from Tristan Skinner now.
You hear the loud mufflers out here.
He's hit one and missed one. This kick is up, and this one's right down the middle.
It almost got my guy on the scissor lift.
So the Warriors score to end the first half and extend their lead after one half of play. Your score, West Point 35 and St. John Paul II Catholic, nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. It's halftime. After one half of play, the West Point Warriors have put up a 34-0 lead over the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons. It is halftime, and Jason, so far, a pretty impressive performance from the Warriors.
Yeah, between Kobe Smith, Bryant Farley, and Ryder Jones, West Point has moved the ball very efficiently. And like we mentioned before, this is the most well-coached, well-prepared team we've seen all year long. And West Point Warriors are firing on all cylinders. And I look at that schedule, and I see that October 10th game, and it kind of makes me wish we were back out here to see that. That'll be pretty interesting to see how the West Point Warriors fare against that always potent and tough Russellville team.
And we may just do that. Folks, at this time, we're going to take you down to the field for the halftime performance of the West Point Warrior Marching Band. It's halftime. The Warriors lead the Falcons 34-0, and now down to the field for the sounds of the West Point Warrior Marching Band.
Thank you.
the West Point Warrior Marching Band. We're at halftime at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. The Warriors lead the Falcons from St. John Paul Catholic 34-0. Our halftime show continues in a moment. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Coppice Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. It is halftime on Friday Night Live. The West Point Warriors lead the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons by a score of 34-0. And like you mentioned earlier, Jason, mostly for the Warriors tonight, it's been all Brian Farley and Kobe Smith.
Correct. They got to be in business early when Kobe Smith took a long run and set him up on the 5-yard line with 11:16 to go in the first quarter. Kobe Smith goes on a 5-yard run up the middle. The 2-point conversion was no good, but that didn't stop him from coming back real soon with 7:51 to go in the first quarter. Bryant Farley, he went on an 11-yard touchdown scamper. Tristan Skinner, extra point was good, so the West Point Warriors with 7:51 to go in the first quarter led 13-0. Then right before the beginning of the second quarter, Bryant Farley went on a 12-yard run. Then he went on to hit the 2-point conversion was good from Bryant Farley. That managed to pull the West Point Warriors with 21-0 lead. And in the second quarter with 1:29 to go, Bryant Farley went on a 36-yard run. Extra point, once again, no good. At that point, with 1:29 to go in the second, the West Point Warriors led 27-0. And then as time expired, Bryant Farley found big Ryder Jones in the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was led this time by Tristan Skinner. And that's how we've arrived, Tommy. And West Point 34 and St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons 0.
And there are some other games going on around the county tonight. Addison is in Hensel. Cold Springs is hosting Fauquier. The Fairview Aggies are hosting Etowah. Coleman's at Austin. Susan Moore is at Holly Pond. J.B. Pennington is at Good Hope. And the Miamont Eagles, who are having an impressive season so far this year, running behind the legs of Don Michael Dye. They're at Winfield tonight. And at the half, Winfield leads Miamont 20-6. And a lot of Vine Mode folks not really happy with the way things are going. One, not just on the field, but also perhaps some clock management and some refereeing calls over in Vinemont. But maybe the Eagles can turn that one around in the second half.
Yeah, that's mysteriously. Sometimes those play clocks and game clocks, they stop working, and then poof, they just mysteriously start working again. It's amazing how that happened. You mentioned John Michael Dye. Earlier in the broadcast, I brought up the fact that Kobe Smith was one of the four local players that garnered recognition from the Alabama Sports Writers Association. Well, let me tell you, folks, if you haven't been out to see a Vinemont football game and you talk about the legs of John Michael Dye, let me tell you, last week against Hansford, they won 45-20. John Michael Dye touched the ball 12 times for 262 yards and 6 touchdowns. And as Tommy brought up to me, he said he touched the ball 12 times and he scored 6 touchdowns. He was only tackled 6 times all night. John Michael Dye, he was recognized this week for the Alabama Sports Writers Association. And we talked about Addison this week. Levi Hammett, last week, Addison and number 8 Faulkner. Addison dismantled him 47-7, and a lot of that had to do with the play of Levi Hammock. He had 2 recovered fumbles, 1 for a touchdown, and 2 tackles for a loss. Once again, he was recognized by the Alabama Sports Writers Association this week, along with Bronte Harris, who came in after Coleman's quarterback went down with an injury. He had a kickoff return for 96 yards. It was 6 of 8 passing for 75 yards last week, and that loss to Florence. But Bronte Harris, he's a good little quarterback, and he's a transfer, actually. He's a senior transfer. He used to play for Hansel, and the family moved to Coleman, and he ended up transferring. So we'll see how that works out for Bronte Harris and the Coleman Bearcats.
Another update with, actually, at the half, Old Springs 28, Faulkner 12, that game at the half. So the Eagles from Cold Springs with a 28-12 lead over Faulkner. Also, in the third quarter, Addison's leading Hansel by a score of 13-0. So a couple more scores coming in from around the area.
We're talking about scores. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we got a big SEC slate. Last night, the Auburn Tigers went to Manhattan to take on Kansas State. And actually kind of just slipped out of there with a win. They went 20-14, but it wasn't impressive at all. As an Auburn alumni and a serious Auburn fan, both Tommy and myself, a little disappointed in the way our Tigers played last night. But nevertheless, they're sitting on the season 3-0 right now and licking their chops for next week's homecoming game against the La Tech team coming into town. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., we've got Troy at Georgia. That game can be seen on the SEC Network. And then at 2:30, the Florida Gators travel to Bryant-Denny Stadium to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. That game also 2:30 p.m. That game will be seen on CBS. Will Muschamp's been saying his team has some things to clean up. And after a triple overtime win over Kentucky, those things better be clean enough to eat off of, or else this will get ugly quick in Tuscaloosa. Texas A&M will be at SMU tomorrow. That game can be seen on ABC at 2:30. I think that game's going to get real ugly real quick. So if you want to see it, it can be seen on ABC or ESPN2 tomorrow at 2:30. Then Indiana travels to Missouri tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And Mizzou looking to extend their good season so far. And they're pretty much an all-off. They're taking on the Indiana Hoosiers, all-offense, no-defense Hoosiers. They don't present a complete challenge, but they should push the Tigers in new ways for this season as they bring a high-powered offense into Missouri State tomorrow. And then Northern Illinois will be at Arkansas at 6 o'clock. That game can be seen on ESPNU. And Northern Illinois is one of the best mid-majors out there. And they've already taken down Northwestern this season. If the Hogs are a little high on their win over Texas Tech, it could get a little dicey for the Razorbacks and the Huskies of Northern Illinois coming into town. Then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on ESPN, the game everybody's talking about and getting ready to see, Mississippi State. They travel to LSU tomorrow in Death Valley down there in Baton Rouge to see what we go on. And they call this a big rivalry. The rivalry, it's so one-sided, it's even hardly easy to say it's a rivalry. But since the divisional play began, the Bulldogs have only a single win, a one-point victory in 1999. But Les Miles is boasting a 9-0 record against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. So let's see what Dan Mullen and the Bulldogs have in store for the Tigers of LSU tomorrow night. Like I said, that game's at 6 o'clock in D.C. on ESPN tomorrow night. And the last game on the slate is South Carolina at Vandy. At 6:30 tomorrow night, that game can be seen on the SEC Network. But,
I hate to say it, but Vanderbilt, they're the Vanderbilt of old again.
Right.
They're just bad. I look for that game to be well out of hand. You know, if you've got something to do tomorrow night at 6:30, maybe there's a yarn spinning contest on another channel, you'd probably be better off to watch that than to watch South Carolina dismantle Vanderbilt. But stranger things have happened, especially when you go into Vanderbilt Stadium. It's kind of an odd little place to play. But South Carolina looking to add another win in their belt after losing that game to Texas A&M early in the season. You know, they came back and beat Georgia last weekend, and looking pretty good now.
That Mississippi State LSU is going to be a good ball game tomorrow night out there. I think Dan Mullen's going to shock some folks as he goes into Death Valley tomorrow evening. We've got about 30 seconds left at halftime. Again, to run down some more scores from around the area. At the end of the third quarter, Addison leads Hansville 13-0. At the Cold Springs leads Fargo 28-12. And we're at halftime, just about set to begin the third quarter. The West Point Warriors lead the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons 34-0. We'll be back with the third quarter after this. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. It is just about 7 to begin the third quarter. The West Point Warriors lead the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons by a score of 34-0. Other scores from around the county with 2:04 left in the third quarter. Susanmore leads Holly Pond 13-7. The Broncos still trying to get on the win column. They're down by 6 now, with just a few minutes left in the third quarter to the Susanmore Bulldogs. And with 8:54 left in the third quarter, Winfield now leads Vinemont by a score of 28-6. And at the end of the third quarter, Addison 13-0 over the Bulldogs from Hansville. Those some update scores from around the county.
That's a big turnaround for Hansville. You know, last year they had such a good squad. And, you know, you got 2A Addison coming into town and pushing the Bulldogs around their home turf like that. You know, they lost a lot of guys to graduation last year. It's a very young team. They've got a couple of good players there, but the supporting cast, when you got a few good ones, that it just doesn't. It's not a very good building year for them. You know, they've won one game. I can't remember. I can't recall. I didn't bring my schedule that I keep all my things written down on. Once again, my faux pas there, but. You know, the Hansville Bulldogs, Danny Miller's going to have to get that thing turned around down there this year because they went 9-2 on the season last year. And if I'm not, I don't think they've won a game yet.
I'm like you. I don't think that they have.
Let's see. They lost to Fairview. They lost to Beaumont. They lost to last weekend. I can't remember who they played last weekend. And then they're losing to Addison Knight. So
tough going for the Bulldogs at Hansville so far this season.
Not the case here in West Point, though. Coach Farley's got these West Point Warriors going in the right direction. You know, they on the season last year, they went 4-6, 4-6 last year, and they're looking to go 4-0 tonight. So,
and they're already making a good stake for a playoff spot because they're a top 5A Region 8, and the four teams at the top, I think East Limestone, West Point, Russellville, and Lawrence County, the rest of them are yet to have a region win, so the Warriors setting in good position.
Yeah, West Point will be moving to 3-0 tonight on the region, so definitely going to be at the top of the standings.
Second half is underway. The kick taken at the 15-yard line and run back out to the 25-yard line by the Falcons. So that's where they'll put it in play. First and 10 now from their own 25-yard line. Just underway in the third quarter.
34-0, the Warriors over the Falcons. They've got the game clock ran down. I believe they're going on a short clock because it's showing 7:53. So they've gone to the eight minute quarters, I guess, to stop the bleeding a little bit here, up 34-0. I've seen that a couple times when a team just kind of gets so far enough behind that the coaches come together and they agree that they'll shorten the quarters up
and lick their wounds and get ready for next week.
On 1st and 10, the Falcons hand it off. Running out of the backfield, getting across the 25 out to about the 28-yard line. That's 32, Dan Johnston. Johnston carries for about 3 yards. It'll be 2nd down and 7 for the Falcons.
Yeah, it looked like that time Matthew Sauter just turned and hand off to Dan Johnston. He went off, excuse me, he went off tackle around right in. Picked up a couple yards. And, yep, the clock's down to 7:26 here in the third, so they're letting it run. And get things going a little quicker here. The St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons.
On 2nd down, the Falcons have receivers split to either side. They hand it off again to Johnston, and Johnston gets to right about near the 30-yard line. Didn't think he quite went down, but his knee did touch down right about the 30-yard line. A couple of Warriors in there. 77 was there. That's Kyle Butler. So play fails the game. Still be 3rd down 7 for the Falcons.
He tried to cut it back across the field. Big Kyle Butler was there waiting. He was having none of it. He drove him right into the ground. Butler playing kind of a hybrid position there. He's playing defensive tackle, like a nose tackle. They've got 3 down linemen, and he fills up the center of the field well. They got 3 down linemen, 3 middle linebackers, and they're stopping anything that they can do.
On 3rd down and 6, the Falcons get a little bit of an early start, so that'll back them up 5 yards. Still be 3rd down. Be 3rd down and 9 for the Falcons now. They'll push the football back to near the 26-yard line.
I couldn't get the guy's number on the right end over there, but he's going up against Ryder Jones, and I could see why he'd be in a little bit of a hurry to get out of his stance and get his arms up and get into position. Looks like he was coming back into pass protection that time, but got a little flinch there going up against a big 6'5", 260-something-pound Ryder Jones.
3rd down and 11 for the Falcons now. 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side as they work right to left. Salter wants to throw it. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked in the backfield back around the 24-yard line. That play will lose about 2 yards, bring up 4th down and 13 now for the Falcons.
That was big number 45, Trent Campbell, senior linebacker. Exited, unless his defensive end, but he looked like he was playing linebacker that time. He just got in there, got his arms around Salter, and gets a sack for his West Point Warrior team here with 5:42 to go in the third quarter.
So Brian Farley will be back to receive the kick. He'll stand right at midfield. Kick will get away at about the 15-yard line. Good pressure from the Warriors, but he is able to get it away. They kick it away from Farley, and it rolls out of bounds right about the 47-yard line. Two flags on the far side of the field. I think the defender for the Falcons trying to cover the punt rather than just catching it down, and I think he may have actually kicked it. So we'll wait and see what the call is.
It looks like they're going to mark the ball there. What he was doing, he grabbed his flag instead of his beanbag to throw down to mark the ball and waving the flag off. Sometimes you can't get your beanbag out of your pocket quick enough to just throw a flag down.
So the Warriors will have the ball now, first and 10, their own 47-yard line. They lead the Falcons 34-0, 5:22 left here in the third quarter. This 5A Region 8 matchup between the Warriors and the Falcons. Receivers split to either side for Bryant Farley. The lone back is Kobe Smith. Smith will take the handoff right up the middle. Good blocking across midfield and down to the 48-yard line. Scampers Kobe Smith. That'll be good for about a 5-yard pickup.
Yeah, Smith followed Trent Campbell up into the hole. He played fullback that time. He just opened up a spot there. And Kobe Smith able to get, like you said, 5 yards there in the middle of the field. So it's a second down and five. About the 48-yard line of the St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons.
Second down and five. Farley from the shotgun, as he's been all night. Hands off to Kobe Smith, running behind Kyle Butler on the far side, and he's only going to get about a yard this time. Butler was trying to lead him around the left side, but there were three or four Falcons there waiting on him. Play gains 1 yard. Pick up about third down and four now for the Warriors, and Kobe Smith has to come out because he lost his headgear.
Yeah, lost his headgear because big number 80, James Pruitt, for the Falcons, wrapped him up and brought him to the ground. Kobe planted a foot, ran right up behind the tackle, and when he juked back to the left, James Pruitt was there waiting on him. And play gained about a yard, yard and a half, I guess, but good tackle there by number 80, James Pruitt.
Alex Hernandez will check in the backfield for Kobe Smith. Yearwood and Renner flank to either side. Trent Campbell's the wing to the far side. And the Warriors want to take timeout, so the clock stopped with 4:06 left in the third quarter. The Warriors lead the Falcons 34-0. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Still here with you at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. 34-0, the West Point Warriors over the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons out of Huntsville, this 5A Region 8 contest.
Warriors scamper back out onto the field. Looks like they've got everything straightened out from the timeout. The Falcons make their way back out onto the field. Everything lined up, sorted out here. We're going to have third down and three with 4:06 to go in the third quarter. We've got Wren to one side, Yearwood to one side. Bryant Farley in the backfield. He takes the ball, runs up the middle. He's got the first down. And he's gained tackled there by the Falcons just about the 42-yard line. But first down, West Point Warriors, as Farley just takes it on a quarterback keeper right up the middle and picks up a West Point Warrior first down here in the third quarter. We got Will Wren on the far side, wide receiver Blake Yearwood to the near side. Number 45, Trent Campbell, lines up again at fullback. It's Farley and Hernandez. That's Kobe Smith. Farley and Kobe Smith lined up in kind of a pistol position. Farley takes the ball, hands it off to, I'm wrong about that. That's number, I can't see his number there, Tommy. Looks like we've got an injured Falcon down on the play. Play picks up about 6 yards, so it's going to be second down and four, but the referee's come out to check on the injured Falcon player. moving around. The trainer's getting a good look at him here. So with 3:23 to go in the third quarter, the West Point Warriors lead the St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons 34-0. And all that scoring taking place in the first half, you had Kobe Smith with a 5-yard run, Bryant Farley with an 11-yard and a 12-yard touchdown run. Then Bryant Farley went on a 36-yard run. And then Farley found Ryder Jones in the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown pass, and that's how we're here now in the third quarter, 34-0, West Point over the Falcons.
I want to take a moment to say a special thanks to those that bring Friday Night Live to you each and every week. That's Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware, all proud sponsors of Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95.
I'd like to give a special shout to Jay Fuller, our station owner. Say thanks for allowing me and Tommy to get back out here on the air and do the things we love to do on Friday night, which is call football games and give you folks at home something to listen to if you can't make it out to the game, or if you're here at the game, you can tune in live with your TuneIn radio app on your smartphone. Listen to us live on 95.5 FM, WJRM LP, or tune into the 95 Live website and check us out live or either on demand. Just a few minutes after the game, Jay will get the game loaded up onto the website. I know I always go home and re-listen to the podcast so I can make fun of Tommy. Point of laughing when he's not around. Nah, I'd like to go home and critique and see how the games went and see if we called it correctly for you folks at home. West Point picks up a first down that time, so it's first and 10 from the 28-yard line as Farley's in the pistol position again here. You got Yearwood to the near side and Wren to the far side. He drops back. He hands the ball off to Kobe Smith. Kobe Smith cuts it back up the middle, and he's met by a couple of Falcons there. Drop for no gain. He's going to bring up second down and 10 here with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. And West Point just kind of milking the clock here, Tommy, running as much time off as they can. You know, it's 34-0, and you can't help but want to keep your guys in the game and keep them scoring, but when it gets this out of hand, you know, they start taking a little extra time. So looks like an inadvertent flag out there on the field, but they pick it up, wave it off, and pump the clock back into motion. And once again, we got Yearwood to the near side, ran to the far side, Kobe Smith in the backfield alongside Farley. Farley in the shotgun, he takes a snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He's got five, six yards there on second down. He's going to set up third down in about five as he takes a designed quarterback keeper up the middle. He followed number 72, Nate Williams, right up into the hole. He's a senior. I had him listed here earlier. I was checking it out. See, Nate Williams, he's 5'9", 280 pounds, and he puts it all on the ground out there, folks, when he leans forward and gets against the defender. He pushes him back good. Once again, got Farley in the backfield along with Jones. Trent Campbell lined up in the slot out here. He goes out to make a block. Farley comes around right in, and he's pushed out of bounds just about the 20-yard line, and the flags come.
And pushed into the fence, too. Perhaps a little bit of a late hit out of bounds that time on Brian Farley, the quarterback. He was able to pick up a couple of yards, but perhaps a late hit on the sideline. Flags down right about the 20-yard line, so that'll give the Warriors a little bit of free field position, something that they really haven't needed tonight because they've been gaining it pretty good on their own.
Yeah, miscues by the defense when the Warriors have the football, they really don't need any help, and the Falcons have done a good job tonight. They've been called multiple times, holding calls, two pass interferences there at the end of the second quarter. Illegal procedure, offside, so they're going to have to go home this week and practice and kind of work on cleaning up the game a little bit, get some of these errors that you really can't bring into a hostile situation like you've got here tonight. You're playing against an undefeated West Point Warrior team, and you just can't make those mistakes against a well-oiled machine like the West Point Warriors. Farley takes the ball, he takes it around left end, he scampers around, he's leaning forward, and he's going to be down about the 5-yard line where they mark him as he just went on a quarterback keeper around left end. He's going to set up second and goal with 1:27 to go here in the third. Knocking on the door again, guys.
Spot the football down right about the 6-yard line. like Jason mentioned, about a minute left in the third quarter, 34-0 Warriors over the Falcons. I appreciate Jason stepping in and calling the action. We've got a little bit of technical difficulty here, and he just picks it up and takes over, and I greatly appreciate that, partner. Second down and goal. The handoff this time goes to 27, Cameron Moore, and Moore runs down to near the two-yard line. Good straight-ahead running that time from Cameron Moore. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 200 pounds, a big load to try to bring down low center of gravity and a good runner.
Yeah, you look at this roster, Tommy. You got Cameron Moore, he's a sophomore. You got Alex Hernandez, he's a sophomore. This team's loaded with running back talent all over the board. Not only your seniors and juniors, but you've got underclassmen who are playing well and getting some good play time tonight.
Cameron Moore takes the handoff for Brian Farley. He's into the end zone. Touchdown on Warriors. 27 seconds left to go in the third quarter, and Cameron Moore takes the handoff from Brian Farley. Goes 3 yards into the end zone, extending the Warrior lead to 40-0 as we await the extra point attempt from Tristan Skinner.
Yeah, he went untouched that time, and following some good blockers there, but he runs downhill with authority, and just a fine young man to get himself a touchdown here with 27 seconds to go in the third.
Skinner out to attempt the extra point, the snap, the place, the kick is up, and it's down the middle good. So with 27 seconds left to go in the third quarter, your score, the West Point Warriors 41 and the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks...
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157, next to the hospital.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhertz alongside Jason Coretti. Friday Night Live, the West Point Warriors with a 41-0 lead over the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons. And the Falcons have just punted to West Point. West Point is going to get the football back right about their own 36-yard line with 6:33 left to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, well, we had that time. We had a little technical difficulty. I'll give you a little breakdown. West Point kicked off to St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons. There's that mouthful of words again. And they were able to move the ball a little bit there at the end of the third quarter. Beginning of the fourth quarter, they went four and out. Now you've got West Point with the ball back, like I said, on the 36-yard line. Got a new quarterback in the game here for the West Point Warriors. That's number 15, Colton Easterwood. He's a freshman, so they're bringing in some of their young guys, getting a little experience late in this game. Got a few new numbers and jerseys out on the field as well. We've got number 7, George Myers, lined up to the near side as wide receiver. The far side is Brandon Farley. He's a 10th grader, wide receiver. And number 15, Colton Easterwood, hands it off to number 30, it looks like. Alex Thornton, junior running back, getting a little playing time. And once again, you see that sportsmanship from the Falcons. Oh, got some cramps out there, too. Yeah, it's always good to see these guys, even though they're down 41-0, going over and helping a West Point player up off the ground.
Yeah.
Number 18, Ben Knoll. He didn't have to do that, but that's the kind of thing you like to see is a good sportsmanship. It's just a game.
A lot of good sportsmanship from St. John Paul, the second Catholic Falcons here tonight. They've got an injured Falcon down on the field. Looks like he's got cramps in his right leg. Clock is stopped with 5:50 left to go in the third quarter. 41-0 our score. The Warriors on top over the Falcons.
Yeah, and here's another. You got Holden Fielder out there trying to help his teammate get his cramps out, and the trainer finally had to tell him, "Will you get out of the way and let me do my job?" So, once again, Holden Fielder, he's a great young man. You know, you've got Got a couple of these guys there. Keith Martin earlier, like I mentioned, number 15 for St. John Paul II Catholic Falcons. He walked over when the young man, Delton Cook, went down with an injury in the first quarter. And like I told him, I've never seen this happen. An opposing teammate, he walked over and grabbed Delton's Cook, knelt down and started praying with him. And, you know, just a good sign of, you know, sportsmanship, camaraderie. You know, they're just kids. And he goes over and does that. And I just give a good kudos out to Keith Martin for doing that, even though the referee kind of, hey, go on out of the way. You can't be over here messing with the players. So
good sportsmanship. A couple other updates from around the county with 3:15 left in the third, Winfield 35, Vinemont 6, and with 6:25 left in the third, Etowah 33, and Fairview 7.
Colton Eastwood back in the pistol position. Takes a snap, hands off to number 30, Alex Thornton. Alex Thornton breaks through the middle, back into the secondary, and up. We got some flags coming out. I think we're going to have a face mask there at the end of that run. But he picks up good yardage there. Is on third and one. He scampers all the way across the 40 down to the 41-yard line of the Falcons. So it's good hard running there by Alex Thornton.
Good burst of speed there for Thornton, just straight up the middle. Continuing to update scores around the county. At the end of three quarters, Coleman and Austin tied at 7. And at the end of the third quarter, Good Hope leads J.B. Pennington by a score of 20-14. Addison 13-0 over Hansville. That's a final. So the Bulldogs still yet to get in the win column. Actually, the Bulldogs. The Bearcats of Coleman just scored over Austin, so they lead Austin now 13-7. And, of course, where we are here, we're 41-0 West Point over St. John Paul, the second Catholic here, with about 5:35 left to go in the third quarter. And Etowah has just now scored again to take a 40-7 lead over Fairview. It is first down and 10 for the Warriors now from the Falcon 25-yard line. Quarterback keeper running down across the 20, down to the 15, still on his feet to the 10, fumbles the football forward to the end zone, and the Falcons are going to recover it in the end zone for a touchback. The ball looked like it was fumbled right about the 10-yard line and just squirted into the end zone. The Falcons were able to fall on it, and so a big turnover that time by the Falcons gives them the football back.
I can't make out the player, or the Falcons player who got it, but he caught it right before it went out the end of the end zone, but it would have gone out anyway. Both were touchbacks, so the Falcons are going to take over on their own 20-yard line with 5:14 left to go in the third quarter. They've got a lot of young players out here on defense and getting these guys some playing time. If you notice, when they bring in the underclassmen, you look across that defensive front, it's not near as big as it was about a quarter and a half ago.
5:36 left in the third. Cold Springs leads Fontville 34-12. We've got 5:14 in the third left here. West Point leads the Falcons from St. John Paul Catholic 41-0. Hand off to Holder. Holder's across the 25, out to the 29, to the 30. Still on the feet. 35-40, 45-50 into Warrior territory. 35-30 to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. St. John Paul II Catholic, number 32. Dan Johnston on the touchdown run for the Falcons.
Lightning strikes for St. John Paul. They 80-yard touchdown scamper for number 32, Dan Johnston, a senior tailback. And he broke through that second wave of tacklers, and he took off like
they were trying to get his wallet from him or something. He went on an 80-yard touchdown run. Good job there, number 32, Dan Johnston.
And Will Bridges will come out to attempt the extra point for the Falcons now. It'll be out of the hold of Matthew Salter, starting quarterback. Snap is high, put down good by Salter. The kick is up, and the kick is good, so the Falcons are on the board with 4:57 left to go in the third quarter. Your score, West Point 41 and St. John Paul Catholic Falcons 7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. 41-7, the West Point Warriors lead. The St. John Paul II Catholic High School Falcons, but the Falcons just got on the scoreboard on a blazing run from Dan Johnston.
Will Bridges, number 10, he put the extra point through that time, and he's actually going to get the kickoff again. This will be their second kickoff of the game, so he's getting a little action tonight. He tees it up at the 40-yard line. It looks like back to receive. Is that number? I wish I could just get the players to turn and look at me for just a second.
It's either Jordan Skinner or Tanner Young standing back about the 15-yard line.
It looks like number 20, Jordan Skinner.
Kick is going to be short and going to go to the far side of the field, taken at the 29-yard line and tackled right about the 35. A good stick that time by the Falcons.
Number 15, that's Colton Easterwood, the quarterback, so he'll come over and get some instructions from the coaches. They'll take over with 4:52 to go here in the fourth at their own 34-yard line. Looks like Colton Easterwood will bring them out again, and number 21 this time, Raylan Moore. He's going to line up in the backfield with Mr. Easterwood, get his hand at carrying the football. Got number 8, Lance Ray, wide receiver to the near side. Takes the ball and
handoff goes to Moore. And he gets right to the 35 and is going to be knocked down there. They'll actually give him about a yard of forward progress. That's 21, Raylan Moore. He's a freshman. As Jason mentioned, Colton Easterwood, another freshman, checked in at quarterback now for the Warriors.
Yeah, they'll give him about a yard. So second down and 9. 4:27 to go in the fourth. The Warriors lead 41-7 after that bolt of lightning by number 32, Dan Johnson. An 80-yard touchdown run we heard just before the break.
Easterwood from the shotgun now has two receivers to the near side. He's going to keep it running behind his right side of his offensive line. Gets up to the 40-yard line before he stopped that time by Garrett Coyne of the Falcons.
Faked a little handoff there to Raylan Moore. Pulled the ball back almost like a zone read. Tucked the ball in, put his head down, and went off right tackle. Picked up two, three yards there.
Set up third down and about 7 to go here in the fourth as the West Point Warriors bring it back to the line of scrimmage.
Third down and 6 for the Warriors now. Easterwood operating from the shotgun with Moore behind him. Moore takes a handoff across the line of scrimmage and fights forward up to about the 42-yard line. He'll be about 2 yards short of a first down. It'll be fourth down and 2 now for the Warriors.
I couldn't make out the numbers this time, but you had George Myers. He's a senior wide receiver. He was lined up to the near side. So he's getting a little action here late in the fourth quarter as well. Colton Easterwood checks back into the huddle. You got Dave Ross at tight end over
on the other side. He's a sophomore tight end. And he's actually going to line up at wide receiver. So you got 3 different wide receivers in this series.
Easterwood operating from the shotgun wants to change his play now. He's got 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side as they work right to left. And we have motion called on the offensive line for the Warriors. Kind of a long snap. Trying to let the play clock run down and let the game clock run down. And the procedure call will back them up 5 yards.
Yeah, and Tommy, that comes right there. You know, you're trying to play these young guys, and they've got to learn at some point in time. I've said it many times before, you can practice till the cows come home, but until you get in a game-time situation, you don't know how you're going to react. You've got crowds, you've got lights, you've got the band. You know, I'm distracted right now. I still smell the smoke from that grill behind us over here. So between that and the Chick-fil-A that the West Point laid out for us, being hospitable, and that's the reason why I always like to come out here, free food.
A good hospitality area here at West Point. Hats off to Principal Heath Yearwood and the whole gang here at West Point. They've been very hospitable to us and a great group of folks to be around. And like you mentioned, too, some great snacks here in the press box. And speaking of snacks, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about all the festivities going on around Coleman tomorrow. You got Cluck and Brew tomorrow afternoon. around Depot Park. You've got a band festival tomorrow evening at Colvin High School, and tomorrow afternoon about 2 o'clock, the Colvin County Fair Parade kicks off. And if you haven't seen any new diagrams or you haven't heard, the Fair Parade has a different ending point this year. So you want to make sure if you're going to watch the parade tomorrow that you are south of McGriff Tire and south of AutoZone, because the parade will stop there at Arnold Street and divert left and right due to construction that's set to be taking place at the North Shopping Center. We were asked by the new owners of the shopping center not to have folks in the parking lot there. So make sure that you are south of McGriff Tire tomorrow for the fair parade. It'll start at 2 o'clock and make your way on over to Cluck and Brew and then over to Colvin High School tomorrow night for the band competition.
Another freshman, sophomore, that checks in at wide receiver on the far side is number 24, Christian Thompson. And getting all the football swapped around out there. They had two balls out on the field, so they'll get that taken care of.
Colton Eastwood lined up, and I can't make out the punter's name there.
Looks like Skinner. Tristan Skinner, he gets away a high kick. Is going to hit at the Falcon 46 and then roll backwards down into the 40-yard line. So the Falcons will have decent field position. 2:05 left in the third quarter. West Point leads the Falcons 41-7 in this 5A Region 8 matchup. The Warriors set atop 5A Region 8 with a mark of 2-0. They'll more than likely go to 3-0 tonight, followed by Limestone, Russellville, and Lawrence County, who are all 2-0 going into tonight's contest.
Yeah, they'll all sit atop. You got West Point, East Limestone, and Russellville, and Lawrence County all coming into this game tonight. They were all undefeated. And at the bottom half, J.O. Johnson, Ardmore, Columbia, and Pope John Paul II, they were all still winless. We'll see how the games turn out tonight.
Dan Johnston takes the handoff again. He's back in open field. 50, 45, 40, 35, and run out of bounds around the 31-yard line. Two big explosive carries from Dan Johnston, and the Falcons have found some life in their senior tailback.
Now, Dan Johnston went around left end, and he just scampered down the field for a great pickup on first down. That sets up the Falcons at the West Point Warrior 35-yard line with about a minute 45 to go. Let's see if the Falcons can get on the scoreboard one more time here before they have to hop back on the buses and go back to Huntsville.
First and 10 for the Falcons now from the Warrior 35. Johnston again, another hole, 30, 26, and knocked down right there. That's going to be another 8-yard gain for the senior Dan Johnston.
Yeah, Johnston took that ball, he went right up the middle. He got to the linebacking core, and he took a left, picked up a few more yards, so it'd be second down and 2. Minute 16, minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. And 22, 23 seconds on the play clock. See if they can get a playoff here. Get a few more plays run before this fourth quarter runs out. Two wide receivers to the far side. Single receiver to the near side. Tailback and a flanker in the backfield.
And Salter takes it, hands it off to a different running back this time. That's 21, Holton Fielder. And Fielder gets the first down to near the 23-yard line.
Yeah, Fielder, he picks up the first down. And that stops the clock with 50 seconds to go as they move the chains. And enough time on the clock. Looks like the Falcons get to run one, maybe two more plays here as the ball rests at the 23-yard line. First and 10 to go. And we've got 35 seconds, so the Falcons need to get in a little urgent here if they're going to get a playoff.
Freshman Logan Burgess checks in on the defensive line for the Warriors now. The handoff goes to 21 of the Falcons again. Running hard is Holton Fielder, and Fielder picks up about 7 yards on that carry.
Almost tackled right there at the 20-yard line. He was able to put a hand down on the ground, get his balance back under him, and pick up a few more yards to set up second down and 2. But unless they call a timeout, that will be the last play of the game, folks.
And they do take timeout. We'll take one with them. 6 seconds left. Your score, West Point 41 and St. John Paul Catholic 7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything, from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. 41-7, your score, the Warriors over the Falcons. We've got 6 seconds left, and they kind of got a little bit of premature on the fireworks shooting at the end of the field here. On the last play of the ballgame, Salter wants to throw. He's in trouble, scrambling back at the 25, still on his feet to the 20. Throws into the end zone and incomplete, but there's a flag down at the 23-yard line. Probably going to be a holding call, and West Point's already signaled they want to decline this penalty. They want to get this one over with and get on with the fireworks celebration. They're celebrating 50 years of football here at West Point High School, a brand new scoreboard, and an undefeated season going so far for the West Point Warriors, who are setting atop 5A Region 8. What an impressive performance tonight, Jason, mostly from the ground game. It's been Brian Farley and Kobe Smith. Cameron Moore got in on the action. Trent Campbell had some. Ryder Jones was huge on the offensive line, but the Warriors tonight, very impressive.
Yeah, Cameron Moore there in the third quarter with 26 seconds to go. His 3-yard touchdown run untouched into the end zone. Extra point was good. At a halftime score of 34-0, that score made it 41-0. After they went to the short quarters there, just trying to get this game over with, get these guys back home and not risk too much injury. Right there in the fourth quarter, I had to end it down too. Third quarter, I looked at the full board and they never changed it. 4:57 to go in the fourth. Dan Johnston takes a handoff, the back goes off tackle, weaves his way in for an 80-yard touchdown run, and Will Bridges tacks on the extra point. That's where we have a final tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The fireworks are going off to celebrate 50 years of football, but they're also celebrating a 41-7 over the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons out of Huntsville. That's going to move West Point to 3-0 in the region.
4-0 on the year, still undefeated, as Tommy mentioned.
And they're the only team in Coleman County right now that's got nothing in the loss column. As Cold Springs was undefeated up until last weekend, they went down. It looks like they're winning tonight. So two best records in the county come from teams that didn't have too good of seasons last year.
Yeah.
So we talked about that at the beginning of the season. Which teams do we feel like may come and have a breakout season? But neither one of those failed to mention West Point or Cold Spring. So it's a big surprise here, Coleman County football right now.
Yeah, and a big night for the West Point Warriors and a very impressive football team. We mentioned, Jason, probably so far the most talented and the most disciplined team that we've seen so far all season. A couple of updates from around the county. Susan Moore defeated Holly Pond tonight 27-7. Other scores from around the county. Winfield defeated Vine Mott 38-6. Good Hope leads J.B. Pennington 28-21. And one other score I saw here just a moment ago, Etowah 40 and Fairview 14 with just a couple seconds left in the fourth quarter.
We talk about a player of the game. We've done that a couple times over the season. We failed to mention one last week. The first week, we named a player from Hansville. But if I had to vote tonight, player of the game,
for these West Point Warrior team, I'm going to say Bryant Farley.
I would have to agree.
Yeah, he just put on an impressive show. He's got a great arm. He's fast. He picks up big chunks of yards. He's very elusive. You know, you have to kind of go between him and Kobe Smith, but, you know, Bryant Farley, he had 3 touchdowns on the night on the ground and added another one through the air when he found Ryder Jones in the end zone. So you kind of got to just take your hats off to Bryant Farley. And congratulations to him for making the player of the game tonight here on Friday Night Live.
In 50 years of football, the West Point Warriors have not had an undefeated team since 1974. And here we are, 40 years later, the Warriors are 4-0 and setting atop 5A Region 8 with a 41-7 win over the St. John Paul Catholic Falcons. Anything else to add tonight, Jason?
Well, should we flip a coin about next week's game? Heads or tails? Go to Fayette County?
We'll probably announce on Tuesday. That's what we're sitting here debating on Sports Talk Live. We'll probably wait for the announcement Tuesday afternoon on Sports Talk Live whether we head to Fayette County to cover the Coleman Bearcats in Fayette next Friday night, or we travel to Cold Springs and check out Vinemont and Cold Springs next Friday night on Friday Night Live.
Well, either way we go, if we go west towards Fayette County, if we go south towards Cold Springs, just count on it being a great, great football game. And we look forward for you tuning in next week. And I guess, Tom, that's about all I've got to add. Great game tonight. West Point Warriors remain undefeated as they line up down here to address the crowd. And coach is getting interviewed out on the field. And it's just a great atmosphere tonight.
Thanks for joining us tonight. For Jason Coretti, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long. And thank you for listening to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part each and every week by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, by Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Special Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Once again, our final score, West Point 41 and St. John Paul Catholic Falcons 7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We're the all-new Live 95, WRJM LP Coleman.
The stars lean down to kiss you, and I lie awake and miss you. Pour me a heavy dose of atmosphere. 'Cause I'll doze off safe and soundly, but I'll miss your arms around me. I'd send a postcard to you, dear, 'cause I wish you were here.